Everyone tells me I should drink less. I still have not found Less Brewing Company. This is the perfect pour.
Hey, I know a guy named Les.
Oh, yeah? Does he brew?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
Welcome to the perfect pour craft beer show. Oh. I am Mikey.
Hello, I'm Vinny.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer. We're going to hang out and be cool bros together. We're going to give you some beers to look out for. We're going to reveal all the beers we're caught drinking and all the mischief we got into this past week due to beer.
Oh, I got into some
beer
mischief.
Beer equals mischief. Yes. Nick Mischief. That's coming up later. The listeners of the show are going to call us and tell us stuff. There's a guide to the show. If you're like, well, this is the first time I've listened, what am I supposed to do? There's a guide on the perfectpourpod.com, the show guide. You're like, what? To tell you all the things. Louis is here, and he may cut off the power here at some point.
Yep.
Look out. He's sniffing around for crackers. There's crackers, there's beer, and there's also Evil Circle.
Evil Circle is here, passing through Fresno.
Wow. Man, don't pass through, dude.
You found the secret headquarters.
Actually, I'll be here probably for a couple days because I'm going to check out Yosemite probably tomorrow.
Oh, wow, you picked the worst day to check out Yosemite. It's closed, man. There's a fire. Have you not seen this? There's a fire.
There's a fire?
Yes. at Fish Camp, which is the entrance to Yosemite from Fresno.
That could explain why I said the 41 was closed.
Yeah, that is true.
Google Maps is failing me because it wasn't marked red or like an X on it.
Oh, shit.
Maybe in the next couple days it might open up. You never know. But
I might have to rethink those plans.
As we're speaking now, Southgate Brewing, I don't think is in danger, but it's right there. So if you have a chance to go to Southgate, I assume they're still open right now. I don't think anything in Oakhurst is closed, but Fish Camp, I know they evacuated Tenaya Lodge today. So
you'll probably see the fire from Southgate.
Yeah. You can watch the fire plume from Southgate as you have a beer.
That'd be some nice air to
They're
going to
have any specials, you know, like buy one, get one free?
Maybe. Yes. Reading fire specials. So thanks for joining us. And we had a couple beers to tailgate with. Evil Circle brought up some beers from Fontana, one part of the Fontana crew of mischief makers.
There are a bunch of mischief makers in Fontana.
Mm-hmm.
Fontana Jim is one of them. So he does have a reputation.
Are you saying he's the
is
king?
Fontana Jim, king the leader, mischief maker? Or is there not a leader? We just know Fontana Jim because he's got himself. He's the Fontana Jim.
He's the Fontana Jim. That is correct. And he has a bad influence on a few people.
Uh-huh.
You know, he talks a lot.
Yes.
He brings a lot of beer, drinks a lot of beer.
This is a group of beer drinkers in the Fontana area that listen to Perfect Pour, in case you're just joining us.
That there is. You know, the saddest thing.
We need to add that to the glossary.
The Fontana crew. What do you guys want to call yourselves?
We do need a better name. The Fontana crew. You know, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know, or the Fontana Gym crew.
Yeah.
That's too much.
That's too much gym.
Too much gym. So, you know, a lot of us was Garage Boys hangout. You know, that's
garage
how we started.
Boys. Ooh, Garage Boys.
Garage Boys. All right. Garage that's how we started.
I like the Garage Boys better than the other two.
But Jim kind of moved away, so he's not quite hanging out in my garage anymore. So
damn
he
it,
moved
Jim.
Like, you know, 4 miles up the street.
Sell and out.
He did sell out and moved up the street. A little bit harder to get to.
Sell out.
He got all that buyout money.
Oh, he went north, huh?
He went north.
That's what you do in Fresno. You move north. You keep moving north.
No, fortunately, in Fontana, when you move north, it's more windier.
Oh, bad. So Fontana, you want to go south.
Just not farther
just
north.
Just don't go anywhere.
Not south, but not farther north.
There's no good direction.
Just stay where you're at.
You want a lateral move. You want a west.
So we had a beer that... from Fontana. What was that?
I did. I brought Victoria from Inland Empire Brewing, which is out in Riverside.
Inland Empire in Riverside. Oh, that's
Inland Empire Brewing east from Riverside, California. It is east. It's over by UC Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is Victoria. It's like a hoppy
barley wine.
Scotty B would be.
It's not technically a barley. It's like an American strong ale. All that's right. Kind of what they kind of classify.
Untappd says it's a barley wine.
Uh-oh.
That's the Bible.
There's a fight.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Please take your arguments up with or complaints with Untappd. And
or the first person that checked it in and fucked it up. I did that once to a Tioga / Fuse Fest beer and checked it in as a wrong style, and I got side looks from Adrian. He's like,
sir, there's not enough hops in this beer.
We also had, I didn't buy it. I was forced to drink it. A Lagunitas beer that beer brewer brought.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell was that?
12th of Never.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pale ale.
Next time I'll buy a Lagunitas. 12th of Never.
Were you waiting for that setup?
Yeah.
It's a controversial beer for me, just because last time I was at they had craft, but they were not a craft eccentric bar. And I was like, oh, I'll get the 12th of Never. And they look on the tap list. They kind of look around. They come back to me. They're all, we think we're out of that beer. And I was like, well, you have a little lineup of cans on top of the keg box.
Sorry. No, you're not. I see the beer now.
And I'm all, it's right there. And they look at me and they go, oh, the Lagunitas ale. And then they look for it again. They go, yeah, we're out of that. And I was like, I will have a Sierra Nevada pale ale then.
Those are the times where I just go, can I just go back there for a second and figure it out? And then I'll let you know whether you're actually out of it or not.
I think I could see it right there. No, we're out of it.
Well, actually, it's right there. But okay, I'll play along. You're out of it. What's your other beer you have,
now,
ma'am?
Down one. Now over one. Now down one. Now over. One more. One more. Go over.
It's right there.
There. No, we're out of that one. The one you're holding in your hand. So those are the beers we had for tailgating.
Yeah.
And I did it. Sorry, did I screw up?
Yep.
Damn it.
We got two open beers on the table.
No, you can have. Is that new to the show?
I just opened that one right there.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh.
I was busy podcasting.
That's why we're pointing it out to you.
Sorry, bro.
You said it by me. What was I supposed to do with it?
Well, that was, you know, right. You were meant to open it. I just didn't realize it got open, man. We have two beers going on.
This is a first.
One's going around. There's enough people here. It's fine.
We've never opened two beers at the same time?
Nope.
Never been done before. One is very peanut buttery.
That is peanut butter.
And one's going to GABF.
So
what's this peanut buttery one?
That's actually not bad.
I have no idea. It was just a random buy at Total Wine.
Was it a label buy, or you're just like, eh, what the hell?
Well, I was looking for a red ale. Okay. I was going to get Rituals, like, you know, they're red, which is out of Redlands.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw this one said Peanut Alert Red Ale. I'm like, that sounds interesting.
Peanut Alert.
So I picked it up because I believe Matt likes a red ale.
I do like a red ale.
So.
And Mikey likes peanut butter.
So I was going to get Rituals Extra Red, but I ended up getting
peanut butter.
But got
red.
This one instead.
You got that red and my peanut butter.
Because when you
classic fight.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really use oily things in beer, just because it's like oil in water. Basically, you can tell the difference, and it like kills head retention. It makes it greasy feeling. It just turns beers off. So typically when you see hazelnut or peanut butter or something, bacon, things like that, it's probably just a synthetic flavor, but they did well with this, in my opinion.
This is good synthetic.
It's true. Even like, would people do bacon flavor? Sometimes they'll do bacon soaked in a neutral spirit, and then that neutral spirit is added to the beer. That's how you get the bacon flavor versus just putting bacon inside of a beer.
Does anybody really want bacon in their beer?
Yes. No. Bacon should not touch beer.
Bakersfield has a bacon and craft beer festival.
Now, bacon and beer is like pineapple and pizza. It just doesn't go together.
That's right.
No, no, no. Watch your words.
You're a guest now. I'll let you go. But
and I would have pineapple on my pizza, so thank you.
That's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You're being played.
This is like Nutter Butter peanut butter.
Hmm. I'll agree with that. So the other one going around, I want to have.
No, no, you got to finish your peanut butter beer first.
Oh, come on, Dad.
You can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat.
I said, you have any meat if you don't eat your pudding.
So last night, I was able to, they put some XPA in the break room. And I was like, oh, usually this beer is divvied up beforehand. And
everybody has one.
Yes, sir.
So I put a couple of bottles in the fridge, took them home, and opened one up. And I was like, man, this is just smelling good.
This stinks.
And I drank.
Guys, this stinks.
Drank the first glass. And I was like, that's really good. Drank the second glass. And I was like, man, I'm not done drinking
this
hammered.
Beer.
So I popped open the other bottle
looks like
I had.
Fucked up.
And I drank both bombers that I took home last night, and I was just like, well, that's a good fucking beer. And so I brought it, I went back to work today, and I was like, well, something's different with that XPA. And well, it's just on point right now. I know it's day fresh, it's just my mindset, whatever. They're all, well, it's actually, that's the one we're sending to JBF, so they probably tweaked it a little bit. And I was like, I like it when the brewers get a little tweak the recipe a little bit. Oh,
they get a little they get a little industry, huh? Mm-hmm. They're right. Like, let's give it a little industry tweak.
Mm.
Industry people like this.
Yeah. But, I mean, the GABF, I mean...
Crank your hop knob, bro.
It's, I'm not Crank trying to say it's the only time that we get good beers from breweries, but I've known, like, Kern River, they specifically made Citra one year just so they could send it off to GABF.
And that was a spot-on year.
Yeah. And so it's not foreign for breweries to either tweak their batches or make beers that they don't normally make for this or just whatever reasoning. And this just happened to be one of ours. And the other funny thing is you got to send the beers off in August, and they're not judged till mid-September. So they have to sit in Colorado for a whole month before they even get around to testing them. So
are they in a cold box?
I'd hope so.
Colorado is a cold
box. I'd hope so. So hopefully they, you know, people put time and possible storage in their thought of making beer for this festival. But who knows? Maybe we're drinking a gold medal beer right now.
Mm. I would agree with that because this is damn good.
So
this might be the best XPA I've had.
Shut your face.
Shut your face.
They're all good.
Did you have one?
I did.
Okay. I'm just worried. Worried you didn't have one. So, Evil Circle, you've never been on the show.
Mm-mm.
That's correct.
We haven't gotten to play the beer history game in quite a while. So, what were you drinking before craft beer? Were you drinking beer before you discovered craft beer?
I was probably late to the beer game because I probably didn't drink before I was 21. You know,
yeah,
having a couple kids. You know, just drove me to drinking more.
It does that.
It has that effect. So I always look to go into bars and seeing what they, you know, was not like, you know, your Bud Light or your Budweisers are on tap. It's like, hey, what do you got that's different? You know, so I was drinking like
Heineken.
Here's a Guinness.
Guinness, Newcastle, going to BJ's, getting Jeremiah Red and Nutty Brunette, a few of those. Slowly evolved, started drinking more stouts, started liking those. I remember going to Hangar 24 when they kind of first opened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's this? I'm like, you go to a place and they make beer here? It's like this is unheard of. It's like, it's next to an airport. There's a dirt parking lot. It's like, there's no table. It's like,
is this legal?
I'm like, I don't know what this is. And this was probably like, you know, 6 years ago and the first like year and a half. It's like, someone turned me on. I'm like, I didn't know about this. And all of a sudden, you know, now I just try to keep up, to find out what the local brewery is and go there. I probably spend more of my time drinking, you know, at the tasting rooms than I do getting the bottles.
Yes, Mike, we get it. You got right. The last.
I got the bottom pour. You got
trying to prove a point pour? Over there.
I got bottom
pour. Is it Mikey bottom pour now?
Yeah, I even poured on my Moleskin.
You're just being wasteful.
It's preserved forever in his Moleskin.
Is that Moleskin waterproof?
I poured on my Moleskin on Dorktown the other night.
Is that like leather? Is your Moleskin going to shrink now?
It came back.
So are you developing a habit, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
You're pouring on your notebook.
Apparently. I'm sorry, Evil Circle. Go ahead.
So Hangar 24 kind of stood out to you. You're just like, this is not the same as other things I've known.
I don't know who it was, but someone took me there. Like, you know, one day, and it's like, just didn't know what it was. And, you know, then a couple years later, all this craft beer scene started exploding and more places popped up.
Bunch of nerds started hanging around.
Nerds.
No, I'm just kidding, boss. But, you know, most of my time is not really drinking during the week. It's usually on Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm. You know, weekendaholic. I know that very well.
You know, because I actually got a day job where I got to get up at like, you know, 4 to 5 a.m. to be at work. So having beers during the week is usually not my thing because I drag the next day.
Right. Yeah.
So, but yeah, more of my time I just spend in trying to find unique different beers in the tasting room instead of getting bottles. I don't really spend too much time at Total Wine, BevMo, you know, a couple of crowlers and growlers here and there, but not too much anymore.
So that's a little bit of my beer history. Kids are out of the house.
Mine are close. Closer.
We're getting there.
Closer. I got one that's already out of the house. She's in college. So.
Oh. In town? Can she pick you up from places? like Scotty B's. Scotty B's daughter can like, hey, Chief, can you come pick me up?
Yeah, so we did get with Scotty B and I chugged your beer for that little L.A. kind of get it. She was the designated driver, so she saw a lot of shenanigans going on. So hopefully that keeps her away from
you know. She's drinking. Like, I'm not getting near beer.
Oh, she pretty much knows. So hopefully she hasn't learned by my bad examples.
That's how I wonder about my daughter. Is a like it, she could go. There could be the one way where she just like I'm sick and tired of my parents dragging me to breweries and dragging me and telling me about beer and. Well, I'm never going to touch that stupid stuff. Or she could be like Kins Bay Brews, where her parents brought her all those places and it made her educated about beer. And she's like, was immediately a craft beer geek as soon as she was 21. So I don't know. It's either or, I think. There's probably no in between. It's just like, or she could just piss me off and just go, I love Coors Light and Bud Light.
Aww.
Sorry, Dad.
She loves to Ballast Point.
That'll be her tattoos and piercings against me. She'll be like, Coors Light, yeah, it's the best.
So I was in Total Wine today, and I did see one beer I thought about getting for you. It was a raspberry Goza from 10 Barrel.
Wow. Yeah.
Dream right there.
It. I looked at it, I'm like, oh, I should just buy it.
I was willing to drink the Lagunitas because Lagunitas still has some craft beer sheen to it. I won't ever purchase it, but there's still enough street cred with Lagunitas that I'll be like, all right, somebody buys it, I'll drink it.
So a little
beer. But Tim Barrel, no.
So a little beer news. Would you go to a Lagunitas beer circus? You know, a little family fun day circus, beers?
Nope. Because I wouldn't eat before either, because that's like a whole thing.
That's a whole thing.
Going to a whole thing. I'm like,
They actually do.
Yeah, I get tickets and drive.
Like, yeah, a little far for you, but they do got Lagunitas and Zusa for us.
Guys. Yeah, I did like the I like Lagunitas' tap room / brewery / whatever mini amphitheater they got going on there and Petaluma.
I haven't been to Petaluma, but they got that Azusa one that's kind of phasing into existence. I mean, the tap room's not fully done. They're pulling out of a beer trailer right now, but it should be up.
Tacky.
Tacky, but at least it's something.
Pretty tacky, Heineken.
Yeah.
Where's that Heineken money? They're just like, sorry, man, we just got this, got one of these storage sheds.
Yeah, I can't even get
out. We got one of these.
We got you a tough shed.
Oh, tough shed. We got one of these tough sheds, brother. Nice tough shed, though, right? Pretty nice.
It's
like a $200 tough shed, guy.
Got it on sale, too.
Yeah, Home Depot. They delivered it. Ah, that's pretty cool, Heinekenitas.
Yep.
See you later. Hangar 24 is interesting because I think a couple of years ago, they looked like a lot of people were saying they're priming themselves for Budweiser to come sniffing around. And that was before Budweiser bought Golden Road. And it was like, people are saying like they're kind of like, hey, Budweiser, look at us over here. And they're like, nah, we'll go for Golden Road. They got a blonde chick. So I don't Hangar. Does there like anybody talk about Hangar 24 in there?
Not too much. I think they're a little trendy and yuppie, in my opinion.
Really?
You know, a bunch of college teenage like 20-some-year-olds. They're a little out of my age bracket. So
millennials.
Millennials. So I really don't find interest in like the tap room. They did open up their Lake Havasu
They have a Lake Havasu remote?
They did open it up, and I think they just celebrated their 1 year anniversary because they're having their air fest there. What I heard on their social
media. Now, that's a bro place. Lake Havasu, Hangar 24, bro out. Guns out. There's so many guns there. Come on.
So, from what I've heard, they actually do got a pool at their tap room.
Oh, yeah. So, that is bro fest.
So, maybe Nick could take his unicorn floaty over there to go float around.
I will float. That's the...
my calendar.
That's the MGM Grand pool right there. Bunch of guys in muscle shirts.
What's going on?
Yeah, so about like hangar, I'm not quite sure because it came out their hangar like the 24, which is kind of like their light beer. So they got a lot more mainstream.
They make a light beer?
It's a lighter, like lager.
Did they
type
say
of beer.
Light
oh,
beer?
Okay, but a lighter,
but lighter.
Not so hangar. It's like not hanger light.
Because
not like a light beer, but like
no craft beer has ever put light on their beer, huh?
Or
they're just like made a
ultra
light, yeah, or ultra. Like
Sierra
Nevada has never gone Sierra Nevada pale light pale,
right?
Like they just that's just not done.
Yeah,
it's just an unwritten rule.
I'm gonna say, it's for their easy drinker, like non craft beer drinker. So, I mean, I personally haven't had it and I haven't heard good things about it.
Hey,
so.
You gotta have those to make the money.
Yeah, like California 99.
What you gotta have those people pleasers.
Yep.
And make all the money at the tap room.
As much as you think you could do crazy, obscure, off the wall things,
you better have some staples.
An easygoing beer pays the bills, keeps the lights on, and you can't make enough of it.
Yeah, field work.
Come on, field work.
Yeah. Where's your staple?
Where's your golden ale field work?
But if you go in there and say, I want something like a Bud Light or a Corona, they have that beer. They just rename it something every batch, but that beer is there.
a version of that is there.
We call this the bill payer.
Yeah, that's probably what it's going to be called next week.
See, our theory about fieldwork is true. Is like they're just inconsistent brewers. So rather than have beer geeks go, this is a taste the same as the batch from last year, they just rename it so nobody can say anything about their inconsistency.
They've been making the same beer for the last 6 years.
They've been trying to make it.
And
they never succeed, so they just name it something different. We are on to field work.
Yeah.
Unless you make a tap room here, then we'll shut up and won't say anything. Do whatever you tell us to do. So what's this whole garage? Wait, what are we calling it?
The garage bandits.
The garage deeds.
Garage boy hangout.
Garage boy hangout. The garage boy. Like, how did this Fontana group start? Like, I'm like, what? Name this group in the garage boys.
Who was there? So we got Chino Yacht Club, which is technically
Chino Yacht Club.
He is not really a resident of Fontana, so he's actually a resident of Chino.
Fake.
What?
Well, formerly of Houston.
That's impossible.
Oh.
So Chino Yacht Club did come from Houston, so maybe that's where his yacht came in. He might need it now in Houston.
Yeah. I say he should be helping people out.
So we got the Fontana Gym, which you know about. Got myself, Evil Circle, which lived next door to the Fontana Gym for, 12 years, 13 years? Mm. So we all moved in kind of at the same time in the housing tract. Then you have Ants. He's called in a few times.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's a friend of Jim's, so he hangs out once in a while. And Jazz, which is out of Portland, is I think Ant's cousin that lives in the Portland area. And there might be a few others that are scattered, but they might not call in as regular.
Right?
Alan, which is one of our neighbors,
part of the Garage Boys.
He was one of them, but he moved back to Kansas.
In Kansas?
Outside of Wichita or somewhere in Wichita. He's from Kansas. His wife's from, Southern California. So they moved back a few months ago. So, yeah, my hangout's pretty much dwindled because everybody's kind of moved
his
away.
His wife must really like him. She was willing to go back to Kansas.
I think she just didn't like the rest of her family that was here because they haven't spoken.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I'm not quite sure how that's going
to
work out.
It's a good place to run away, too. And, hey, I love Kansas, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Roots, bro.
Had to get that far from you guys, huh?
Well, who do you think? I'm going to say Fontana Jim was the first. Who was the first person to say, hey, You listen to the Perfect Bar Bros?
Jim was the first one. He's like, hey, I found this podcast. You guys got to check it out. No, and I listened for a few, but I'm like, podcast. I'm like, I don't. It's like, what am I going to listen to this? I was listening to SiriusXM and other stuff.
I don't have time for this shit.
You know? Then I got rid of that. I'm like, well, I guess I'm downloading podcasts now. And, you know, you're on the rotation with the Dorktown ones.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Dorktown Studios. Yeah,
we're probably better than that podcast, though.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like I told Greg from SD Beer Talk, I'm only good for two beer podcasts. 3BZ is the other one. Uh-huh. And SD Beer Talk, yeah, it's not on the rotation. So.
Oh, you got to fit him in. Fit him in.
I'm not sure if I can deal with three beer podcasts for the week. It's a little much.
Ooh, so if you want to go four, you try beer with friends. You want to go four.
I tried like the Beerist, but the ones out of Texas, the one with the lady.
Yeah, they're in Austin. Beerist.
Yeah, I got a little too descriptive for me.
They go hardcore into their beer tastings.
Yeah.
The effervescence of this beer is reminding me of a fresh mulled.
That's the show.
Yeah, okay.
That would be it.
And then there's some potty humor, and then they go.
You know, I mean,
you won't find that here.
Nope. We're straight as an arrow.
But how about them?
So we noticed your balls are rather sweaty.
Sweaty balls.
It's a cool 92 degrees in the garage today.
Yes. Sorry for the cricket and the swamp cooler.
Mega cricket.
The crickets are acting very loud today.
Yes.
How does it make you feel, Mike?
Not good. Frustrated.
I'm sorry that you're frustrated. Hopefully opening more beers on this podcast could kind of calm you down today.
Some sort of sound issue.
Brother, comments on any of the beers that you've had this evening?
No.
No, I'm not playing your game.
I was trying to bring a calming energy to the podcast.
Yes.
All right.
I felt I needed to break the tension.
Let's get some culture going, guys.
Good culture.
Muted brewer.
Have you guys noticed that the Full Pint wanted to introduce people to the haze makers of California?
Introduce them? These are the haze makers.
So they're not saying that this is everybody. They're not saying that
they pioneered it.
These are our favorites.
These are just saying the ones that they know about.
If you didn't make this list, you suck.
I know of at least four breweries in Fresno that have done hazy beers that are not on this list.
Yeah.
So. But Abnormal.
We don't like them anymore.
No, okay. So they're dead to us.
Yep.
Alvarado Street.
I think we still like them.
Okay.
For sure.
Bottle Logic.
We like them.
Okay. Cellar Maker.
Never heard of her.
Okay. Fieldwork.
Who?
I like Fieldwork. So.
Yes.
I heard they're going to open up a tap room in Fresno. Right.
Oh, except for
but the I didn't know they were Fresno known. Didn't know they were known as a haze maker, though.
No, I wouldn't think of them as a haze maker.
I think they do plenty of other things, but I know they have their pulp or pulp free or whatever. McKillar. That was if you're going to, you know, Modern Times, which I don't know.
I mean, think of them as a haze maker.
I think
either.
In their secret society, they release a lot more hazy beers than in the trade. So I guess it's kind of like a cool club hazy maker beer thing. I don't know.
Not
cool.
An everyday haze.
Yeah. Then this one probably comes to no surprise. Monkish.
Yeah. Monkish. Oh, but Monkish stole our term. They go foggy. They don't go.
Oh, that's true.
That's our term.
Then there's the one that
you gotta give us some money.
Personally don't care for that people lose their shit about Moonraker.
What? I don't know about you guys. I love Moonraker.
I'm
losing my shit over here,
I've
man.
I've only had a couple.
Okay.
I just lost some shit, and you're just like, I don't care.
Mumford, which I can't say I've had much Mumford, so I don't know how to rate them. Noble, which I know
that's
Noble.
That's Circles territory, isn't it? Mumford?
I think Mumford is in L.A. I haven't actually been to it.
Okay.
But Noble's out of Orange County.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then Offshoot. And this last one we've had a bunch from, and I can attest that they know how to make good beer, is Pure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Pure Project.
You guys love the Pure Hazy.
I agree.
They know how to make a beer.
Isn't so, Offshoot's the brewery, right? Have a right?
Beer in there.
I think sure. so, yeah.
I think Offshoot's
the brewery. Oh, yeah, they're a subsidiary.
They're straight ahead beer.
Yeah.
I've had one of those, and it was an IPA. It was a really good IPA.
Pure or Offshoot?
No, the Offshoot. The brewery side project yeah. thing.
Mm-hmm. So if that's your guy, anybody that's coming to California, those are your haze makers if you're looking for hazy all beers. Right. So those are from Sacramento all the way down to San Diego, depending upon where you're hitting. There's probably a brewery in that area. And then another little piece of beer.
Who's the local haze maker, Matt?
The ones that put up the most batches would be Full Circle. But Pendragon, Pine and Palm, and Tioga have all done their share of hazy beers.
Everybody's in.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
And then here's an interesting one. It's from Alloy Wineworks. I don't know if you guys saw this on social media, but they made a drink called Weissland. It's wine with hops.
Ah.
And yeah.
That's my first reaction.
So on the back of the can, they have sparkling Chardonnay, barrel fermented with farmhouse ale yeast from Libertine. Fined with Amarillo hops and can condition in the traditional method. And I don't know if this was a true collab with Libertine or if they took byproducts from Libertine and then used them and then advertised it. So it's kind of interesting that because Libertine usually uses wine stuff for their beer, and then now a winery went back and used beer stuff from Libertine. So it's probably something I would not like in any characteristic, but it sounds interesting, and I would like to know more and if we can obtain one.
I think I know a guy. We know a guy.
Hoppy wine.
It's not exactly a looking out for because it's not exactly beer, but it is news because people are doing some weird shit.
People are doing weird shit, man.
Yeah.
Get crazy. I know those guys, I think they're on SC Beer Talk once, where in San Diego they make hoppy sake. Like
hoppy sake.
Yeah.
That might be good.
It sounded good, actually. It was like basically like no malt, you know, just like hop, you know.
So Hoppy Budweiser got it. Cool.
Yeah, Hoppy Budweiser.
Finally.
Sounds good. So, Nick?
Hello.
How's it going over there, man?
You know, just hanging out. What's that say? Whoever took my notes is fired.
We're gonna fire that guy. Fire that intern. Nick's intern is fired.
The one that caught my attention this week is North Coast Brewing's Brother Thelonious. May not be anymore.
Loyo just sent me that article, so I'm glad that you got to talk about it.
Yes.
I was like, this is probably something to talk about, but.
So apparently they've been making this beer for a while and did not have the rights to be using the likeness and name of T.S. Monk. The jazz musician and y'all's drummer. Maybe it's a soft J. I don't know.
Yes.
So it sucks. It's a really good Belgian ale. If you haven't had it,
mm-hmm.
please try it. Cool bottle, collectible bottle label.
It's the loneliest of brothers.
Yes.
Brother Thelonious.
So that might be going away soon. I don't know if they'll just change the name and keep the beer or if they'll kill the line altogether, but it's not looking good.
That's a pretty big hit for Mr. Nick, the Nick 80.
I like the North Coast.
At least they're not touching.
They just change the name and then.
Yeah, that's probably what.
At least they're not touching old Rasputin.
Yes, that guy's dead. He doesn't have an estate.
But he could have an estate.
Oh, he probably has like an estate.
The estate of Rasputin is called Cease and Desist.
The Greater Museum of
Mother Russia.
Hereby.
Everybody has an estate.
Yeah.
100 years from now, the perfect boar will have an estate, probably.
Well, sending out lawsuits.
Yeah, if somebody says something about top poor, I'm like, oh, soon. Tell them to pass.
Episode 36, subsection B, nine and a half.
All our grandkids will be like, pay us.
Pay up. Pay, sucker. What else happened? Do you guys get beer magazines?
I do at work, yes. Mm-hmm. Do I read them?
No. We used to get Beer Advocate all the time. Uh-huh. That was really good. I think that's the one.
Isn't there one called Taste?
I like Taste it. Magazine. I'd get it again.
Well, we now have magazine buyouts.
Oh, no.
What?
What's Budweiser doing now?
A magazine called All About Beer has bought out Draft Magazine.
Oh.
Yes. And they are now one.
Well, are they going to keep both going? Or
they're killing off the Draft hard copy.
Okay.
So Draft will be online only, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll only receive a paper version of All About Beer.
So they're going to pretend that the digital one's staying around, but it's going to phase out.
Pretty much, yeah. Here you go. Just kidding.
Now we're going to bi-monthly issues. Now we're going to quarterly. Oh, we just don't care anymore.
Oh, no, we don't care.
We don't care. And for your... Oh, before I get to hyper local news, Good Guys Oscar Blues, amongst others, are canning fresh water for the hurricane victims in Texas.
They are always on that. In a natural disaster, they are the ones to just be like canning more water, sending it out.
Yeah. Stop production, just make water, send it. So hopefully all the... Houston that got hit?
Houston, yeah. The whole Houston area.
Yeah, by her, because it's Harvey is the name of the hurricane. So I'm like, right. Harvey, Texas is not a city.
Fresno.
That's the guy from Family Feud.
Fresno, Harvey, Texas. Because Fresno, Texas is a suburb of Houston. Fresno, Texas got hit.
They got hit hard too.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And our sister city. Fresno, Texas.
Our unofficial Texas sister city, Fresno, Texas.
So glad they're doing that. Local, hyper local Fresno news. Are you ready? Exclusive.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, people that don't like the hyper local, tune out for a minute. This is a perfect poor exclusive.
Evil Circle's bored. Choo-choo.
I do already know what the news is.
Yeah.
What is it?
Pine and Palm.
What about him?
Is getting much bigger.
Oh, yeah. I was worried you're going to see like something like Pine and Palm is now bought out by 559.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Did they park an RV next to their building? Or?
We're expanding. Some guy left a taco truck here. We're just going to move
in. We got two more ice chests outside.
Wow.
Or are we talking bigger?
It's a good thing, Roger doesn't listen anymore.
We're talking three times
bigger. We love Roger in case he's listening.
Three times my tap room make bigger.
The carpet store next door went out or what?
Yeah. He's got beer and remnants now.
Yes. Beer and remnants. Come on down.
Two doors
slightly
down.
Slightly used carpet and beer.
One building over, but he's got three spaces.
Nice. Oh.
Three times the space he has now. So three,
really?
Yeah.
Is he going to do stuff inside, like
full on indoor tap room? Yeah. Wow. Air conditioned indoor.
Air conditioned. No more swamp cooler out in the patio.
That's even new for me. I didn't know he had that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew that.
Come on, bro. Yeah. Nice. Thanks for the heads up, Mikey.
Sorry. Yeah. I thought that was a swamp cooler was like an all day, every day.
So, Sir Xavier being caught drinking, for later?
Yeah, we'll save that for later.
We'll save that for later.
We got to split it up. Keep the people interested.
I just feel bad for him.
There's some Pine and Palm coming later.
As a brewery that has four different buildings with four different addresses, shippers hate you. They're like, there's nobody at that building. And it's like, this gate's open. They're all, that's not the gate that I want to go through to deliver packages to you. You should only have one address. And it's like, well, we do have one address that we ship things to. And it's just like, well, I don't like this. And you're just like, there's no pleasing this carrier. We have one building that we ship things to. And then you have like social media and they're like, we say your building's here. And it's like, no, actually it's there. Like, oh, well, you have to call a representative and they will call your landline at a random time and you have to answer to confirm that you're changing your address to this different place. And then you have to find all the different social media. Yeah, exactly. And you have to find all the different listings.
Landlines are worthwhile.
So
let's not forget them.
Certain apps buy their listings from other companies. So if you update Google, it updates these four apps. If you update Yelp, it updates these four apps. And so I wish him the best. It's a headache.
No, he's going one address.
But still, that makes all the difference.
Okay, I thought you were saying he's keeping both. No, he's ditching the first one, so he's just going to have one three times big building.
But you're going to get those people that are all, hey, I'm outside of your building right now, and you're closed, you freaking idiot. And you're just like, look to your right, a little bit more to your right. Look, okay, see all those people standing? Yeah, right there.
They're not.
You're making this difficult for me.
They're not here for the yard sale.
I wish them luck. That's all. And rant. Sorry.
And rant a little personal over. There. Yeah, I liked it. Everyone likes that. I wasn't even going to call it a tangent, but you call it one. I'll push it through.
You'll appease the guy.
I got a little too passionate about it.
Tangent. I didn't have any problems. I didn't have any problems with that.
We got to get Paul some money.
Paul?
Yeah.
Oh,
don't we pay him royalties for every time we play a song?
Oh, crap. We're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got a tip bucket going for him here. So
I am trying to see Paul up in the Bay Area this weekend, but he may be busy on a barbecue on Sunday when I'm kind of passing through. So we'll see if something can happen early Sunday or maybe on Saturday.
Paul, you're supposed to leave your schedule completely open for Perfect Poor listeners.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even invite me to the barbecue.
What the heck, man? You're not inviting strangers to your friend's barbecue? you're like, oh, who are you? Oh, I know Paul. Oh, yeah, how do you know him? Oh, I listen to the same podcast he listens to. Okay. Yeah, this is the first time I met him. Uh-huh. Cool.
Well, if you know Paul, just go ahead and go say hi to him.
Could you point out who Paul is, please?
If only he had social media and Twitter with the photo.
Ooh, the ultimate.
Ooh.
No photo, yeah, no social media.
That's the thing about Paul. If you walk into a group of people, you might not pick him out. But once you're introduced to him, you're like, yeah, that's Paul. There's no confusion.
Oh, yeah, there's no mistaking him once you know him.
That's like my social media. I have no photos of myself on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Facebook friend, but that's a little different. But yeah, if you guys ever notice, all my logos are all the Social D logo.
Yeah. You are not a skeleton with a black background.
No, that's how you find me. If it's a Social D logo, that's how you find me.
Yeah.
So
I love gold.
We just start playing a Social D song, and you just go, hey, what's going on? You ready?
Show up.
That's how you find my car in the parking lot with the Social D logo on the back window.
Nice.
That's when I'm tailgating and can just wait for you there. My God, he'll come around.
I've seen them in concert. They're a good show.
They are a good show. And, Tony Baggs recommended Jake Jackson, which is actually touring right now.
Jake Johnson, who?
Not Jake Johnson. Jay Jackson.
Jay Jackson.
It's a little bit country, a little odd for a tour with Social Distortion.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
No, you did not. Shut this podcast down.
70s reference.
Is it more metal for you?
Yeah.
Guava.
Ooh.
So what's going around the table? A beer from one of the garage boys.
From F. Jim.
Fontana Jim, part of the Garage Boys.
Garage Boys.
That's a podcast right there. Garage Boys.
Garage Boys.
We'll put it on the Dorktown Network.
Garage Boys.
What is this, guava something, Nick?
It's definitely guava.
Legacy Brewing Company, that guava beer.
It's Legacy out of San Diego.
No, it's not. It's Legacy out of San Diego.
those guys.
I believe that's the one when I was working across
that. It says Oceanside, sir.
Oceanside? Close enough. Oceanside. It's the one I did not go to when I was working in Carlsbad. It was on the bottom of the list.
Damn it.
It's okay. I'm not getting enough guava.
What does guava taste like?
Tastes like guava, dude.
Tastes like kiwis.
Is that what they used to put in the Sobe Life water?
Sounds like it. Well, Fontana Jim, this is a Garage Boys show this week. So Fontana Jim sent in a beer or game.
Nice.
Or game. courtesy of the being used is courtesy of Dorktown Podcast.
Yeah, screw you. We're not paying you for that.
Oh, all right.
Leaving you some Dorktown Studios.
I'll tell producer Becky you said that.
Oh, tell Becky, thank you.
Yeah. You better shape up. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get that producer Becky stare down. Black lager or black IPA?
Lager.
Mm-hmm. Lager.
Black IPA.
Ooh. Black IPA.
Oh.
The correct answer is black IPA.
There is no correct.
If you listen to the last Dorktown.
I did.
Changed the Oregon.
You instituted the correct answer.
Now I get to call whether the answer was correct or not. I'm sorry for the bad sound. I had to use the backup for Dorktown because the computer failed me. Wow. And I didn't realize the backup was like way hot. So sorry about the bad sound on Dorktown. Kettle Sour or Berliner Weiss?
Same thing.
Ooh.
Trick question.
Trick question.
It kind of is the same thing.
Yeah, so I don't like either.
I like the word Berliner Weiss.
We'll go with Berliner Weiss because that's the style.
Berliner Weiss sounds better. I mean, more legit.
Kettles are sour.
It's harder to
They typically spell. Are Berliner Weisses.
What about a non-sour kettle beer?
Then it's probably just a Saison.
You mean an ale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends what yeast you use, but.
Oh, okay.
I'll just say Berliner Weiss because it's an actual thing.
Whoa, sorry, guys. Big beer and a 10% or greater in a little glass, mm-hmm. or a little beer like a 4% in a big glass.
Big beer, little glass.
Whoa.
Yeah, big beer, little glass.
Oh,
it's about quality, not quantity.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 4% in the big glass.
That small beer, big glass.
Yeah. Wow. We're even Stevens. Fuck.
You sorry, okay guys. There?
I'm all right.
You all right? You going to make it through the war game?
Yeah. I'm trying. Cooler of bottles or a jockey box with a, what they, 1.6?
That's a keg. A
six barrel.
Oh, okay.
Six barrel is a 5-gallon keg.
All right. So, a jockey box with a 5-gallon keg or a cooler?
Cooler bottles.
Of bottles.
Also depends on the situation.
I think I'm going jockey box.
Yeah?
Do I have solo cups?
Yeah.
Now, the best thing is the stainless steel 30-ounce tumblers.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good, especially when walking around the block. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with the bottles and the cooler because you got variety.
Well, plus you get to go home with fresh beer.
Freshies.
You don't finish that.
Yeah, you got to finish that.
So one thing about a six and a jockey box, we should get Fontana Jim's story on the 4th of July weekend when he had a six and a jockey box.
Ah.
And his shower stories and other things.
Shower? Whoa.
I unfortunately was not there because I was at the river with the boat. So I was in Laughlin. But I heard horrible things would happen that weekend.
Yikes.
Involved the shower.
Maybe we don't want to hear that.
I don't know. There were showers, a lot of bubbles.
Bubbles. Wow. But
maybe we'll call in next week. We'll call in next week with that story.
Unless there's a girl involved.
Is that why Chew Your Beer had to remodel his bathroom?
That might be why. You had to make it accessible and bigger for everybody.
If you haven't been watching Chew Your Beer's social feed the past few weeks, he's been remodeling his bathroom. So apparently Fontana Jim got a hold of it. Now he's like, oh, man, I got to remodel the whole thing.
I was going to say, those Twitter photos, Chew Your Beer.
I got to tear this all out.
They actually turned out pretty good.
My said to tear it out.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he got his homies to work on it for him because I'm not sure if Chew Your Beer could do all that work.
I think Chew Your Beer could do all that. I think he did.
I think he did too, but.
It seemed like he did.
Maybe he got his little crew together.
I don't know. Okay, last one. Refer to them as ABI or Evil Empire.
Ooh. I'm going ABI. I don't want to get them confused with the Rage Against the Machine album.
I would say ABI because everybody always is. If you know, you already assume they're an evil empire. So you say ABI already sounds evil.
Yeah.
AB InBev. I say AB InBev.
Yep.
There we go. There's your Fontana Gym. The Fontana Gym.
The Fontana
Gym. Get that right. Social media, got to get it right. Or game. I got a couple other things, but we can save them for next week because I want to get too crazy with the show, man.
Hey, let's get crazy.
All right. Well, all right, I'll put one thing out there. There's one thing I like. I was hearing on the Dan Patrick show, the guest host had a guy who's a bookie in Vegas or professional gambler, bookie. He's very knowledgeable about sports books and whatnot. And the sports book people call like the people that aren't professional gamblers, they call them squares. So you come in and bet for the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm going to put 20 down on the Steelers, bro. And all that kind of stuff. Like when I go to Vegas or that's where I go to is the sports book and I'll put money down on things, but I only vaguely know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be a square to them. So I like this term for people that aren't beer geeks that come into, like, say, Tioga Sequoia or a beer garden, they're just beer drinkers that will drink craft beer sometimes. I call them squares. I like calling them squares. I'm going to try to get that started, the beer community.
Squares.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of squares in here right now.
Yeah. Well, do you guys have a name for that at all at the beer garden? For people that aren't beer geeks but are just in there, other than bros, because bros don't cover everything. Bros only cover a segment. You need to have like a more wide-ranging term, and I like the term squares.
I think we just call them one of those.
One of those.
We got one of those in here.
One of those people.
One of those people that are just like, they're asking about your lightest beer or your most heaviest alcohol.
What beer has the most alcohol?
That's me.
I don't think I have enough time to get in depth on that subject. So
squares are people who don't know much about beer. What about someone who tries to bring you a crowler back from Indiana, knows nothing about beer? What would you call them?
Just a nice person.
They tried their best.
Yeah, they're trying.
So how about that leads into the next beer?
Oh, okay. What we got?
I'm interested.
So we do got a from Goshen Brewing from Goshen, Indiana.
Goshen's very different around here. It's kind of a goat town.
I believe it's an IPA, but I'm unsure because the crowler Sharpie wore off. But it might be Mama Zaka. But my mother, who brought it back from Indiana for me, really doesn't know anything about beer because she doesn't drink it. So she wasn't much help. All she knew is, like, get this one. That's what some people told her.
It's a crowler. If they got a crowler machine, they can't be that bad.
My son likes craft beer. What should I get for him? What's popular?
Oh, wow. See, crowlers are difficult to open.
You shook it, didn't you?
That went everywhere.
That did go everywhere.
Crowlers are not easy to open.
That's a little foamy.
The old James Bond over there?
I got one more culture if we're still on culture.
All right, yeah.
Culture.
Are we ready? Go for it. Right now?
Wait,
you guys are done?
Okay. Sure.
So, one gentleman from Wales has a question for us.
Is that Ed from Wales?
Ed from Wales. Very good.
Nice.
Evil Circle listens.
I did listen, and hopefully Ed was correct because it was a random throw out there of what I remember.
So I think what he's getting at is he's worried about price gouging happening in the beer world. He says beers are shooting up to around 13 pounds per pint, which is, I did the conversion. You ready? $16.80 American. So he's wondering, is this crazy? Should you pay that much for a beer? Follow-up question. What is your whale? What's the most you would pay or have paid for a beer? I'm glad everybody's paying attention.
That's a very good question.
I think
I'll kick it off. $30 for a 50-50 Eclipse from
$30.
Truckee.
Yeah.
I have to take some extreme consideration if I'm paying over 50 cents an ounce for beer.
That is a good way to break it down.
A dollar an ounce really takes a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. My thing is when you're trying to buy like a Bomber or a 22, when it starts getting over $10,
Yeah.
You know, it gets a little pricey. Yeah. I'm really kind of thinking about it. You know, the $6 or $7 range is kind of more reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I did pick up those Colab Berlin bottles. I think there were 20 on the pre-sale.
Yeah.
Which I do have one with me, but that's a very shareable beer.
Ooh.
And it is by a collab with Arrogant Bastard or Arrogant Brewing. Maybe Mikey could actually have one after 5 years. We did find out that little information last week.
Wait, what?
Or was it the week before the champ not had Arrogant Bastard for 5 years?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the beer I mostly keep in the keg at home.
That's just like your go-to keg?
Well, it's also $180.
You have a kegerator?
I do have a kegerator.
Wow. A working one, Nick?
It does work.
Mine works.
It just doesn't work with beer because you don't have it.
It works with your imagination.
So, I mean, Stone can't go wrong. It's $180 for a whole half barrel, so it's very reasonably priced at Total Wine.
Wow. $180 a half barrel.
$180.
I like economically having beer on tap. It's nice. That's nice. Wait, what were we talking about, Nick?
How much would you pay for your whale beer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Evil Circle, the $10 mark, that's the big thing for me. I'm like, oh, boy, this is a commitment. I'm really committed. When we're talking about a bomber, I mean.
It could be a $9 12 ounce, too.
Yeah, yeah. Anything, any single beer, regardless of size, when it goes over $10, I'm like, ooh, I don't know.
See, I get that, but like Speedway Stout is $13.
Well, yeah, you know, Speedway Stout, you know what you're getting. Get.
Yeah,
that's like, a quality beer.
I'll pay. I'll pay $13.
Allegedly, Founders has a $40 for a 4-pack, which I believe is 12-ounce bottles from them.
Mm-hmm,
$10 mm-hmm. a beer.
So I do know for a fact that the Fontana Gym spent $200 for a bottle of Utopia.
What?
Yeah, that one's always had that kind of price mark, though.
Is he drink it, I assume, at this point?
I told him if he drinks that without me, bad things are going to happen. From my recollection, he has not opened it yet.
Wow.
That was probably purchased a couple of years ago. Ooh. So it's kind of been sitting. So
now you know.
He does have Utopia from Sam Adams.
The garage boys can bug him about that. Like, hey, man.
I've mentioned a few times.
Time to bring it out.
So. You know what sounds like a good idea right now? Oh, it doesn't? Okay, well, just keep me in mind.
Yeah, I think one of our $20 challenges, I bought like a $19 bottle of something, but now I can't remember what it was.
Great. Thanks for that.
That was Patreon money. That wasn't my money.
It's all from the Golden Gods.
Yep, the Golden Gods paid for that. I didn't drive
around. Most of the Firestone beers approach, you know, $16,
$18. Yeah.
I'm sure anything from the brewery is over $20.
That is why I've not had a lot of things from the brewery.
Right. We have a lot of $20 bottles in the fridge from Libertine.
Yes.
Libertine's bottles get up there, right?
It's about 16-ish.
16-ish? No, it's not that expensive. Those are like worth it because they're giant champagne bottles.
750s, bro.
750s, man. 750, I think you got to expect to be in that range, that $15 to $20 range. I mean, can't expect to like get a 750 for $9 or something.
Why not?
I don't know. Oh. Seems like it would cost money to make it, you know.
So, yeah, I think the most I've ever paid was that $30 for the Eclipse.
Yeah.
But I haven't done it since. That was just a one time.
Were you just like, yes, this is $30?
Yeah.
You didn't bring it here, did you?
No. Yeah, that was like, I think we did that New Year's Eve one year.
Okay. See, that's the time when I get those kind of expensive bottles, something like that. New Year's Eve or something.
Very, special occasion, big get together. Lots going on. Lots to share.
All right. Well, I guess that's culture and email and social and all those things. And we're drinking, having fun. What do you think of this Crowler beer?
I haven't had it yet.
From Goshen Brewing.
Goshen.
Goshen. Nick's gonna get it.
Yeah, all I got was a Goshen. I couldn't get Three Floyds. Let's somehow she could not find it in the state of Indiana.
Damn.
Let's go to Los Banos after Goshen.
Yeah. I'll hit all the hot spots. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail?
Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive? What are you doing?
Trying to mess.
He's panning. He's getting 559-492-0542
is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour and the Dorktown Network. You can leave us stuff, things you feel like questions for the show that might be good for us to talk about, or just something in your area that you think the beer geeks of the Perfect Pour listener should know about. Kind of fun stuff that's fun. Just have some fun. Let's see who we got. Who we got up for the first voicemail of the week?
Scotty B. Scotty B.
Who's it gonna be?
Your Scotty B. Scotty B.
Hey there, Fontana Jim on AT Fight Night. I'm doing a little bit of grilling and I've done a little drinking, so I feel like doing a little calling. So I guess I could say I'm grilling.
Nice.
Anyways,
hey, that's
that
Tuesday.
Freshy text that was sent last week. That was sent from me, and there was a picture, and I know you couldn't see it and all, and.
Was it a good picture?
I went and sent a picture, and I gave the beer to brewer, and I told him, "Hey man, this beer came out like a week ago, and I literally pulled it off the canning line, and he didn't give you guys the freshie."
Oh my
so,
gosh!
You're lost. I guess drink freshie. It's a week plus beer.
It's in the fridge. I did bring it last week.
Oh. Maybe you have it today. Maybe not. So the story goes, I go into McKellar, and I'm having a couple brews, and there's metal brewing.
Let's say brews.
There's metal playing, because you know what they're doing? They're canning. And I asked beer back.
Yeah,
I
you
said,
gotta
hey,
use
buddy,
metal for canning.
What's going on back there? And he says, we're canning a beer. And I said, well, if I can get some of that beer, I'll get a couple of those beers. So he gave me a couple of those beers, and those made it on their
so
way
sit
up
on
to
down
y'all's.
There. Say what you want.
And,
One bourbon, one
keep
scotch,
good work, guys.
One beer. All right. Thanks, Fontana Jim. We'll have that beer. Remind us, Evil Circle, your responsibility, remind us to have that beer before we go.
I will remind you.
All right.
Got yes. it. On this.
See, it wasn't Matt's fault, Jim. He brought it. We just
I did.
Didn't get to it, okay?
Didn't get to it.
Sometimes
nope.
We don't get the things. You know?
You know it happens.
It happens.
Perfect Pour, hey, it is Evil Circle.
Whoa.
Wait, so I know that guy.
I through last week's podcast.
This guy
I've been
rad.
Traveling quite as much for work, so I've been a little behind my podcast. So but I did hear Scotty B talk about like tainted up beer lines. So it got me to thinking, I was just in Vegas this last weekend. Didn't get tickets from the Regular Fight, but watched the live stream on my phone, so close enough. But the beer in Vegas.
I did that too.
You know? You had some Newcastle, Fat Tire. I don't know, just I looked at a date on the bottle, a date was still good, but obviously they don't cold transfer, you know, they're your bottles around there. They didn't sit out in the sun or in a warehouse too long, but it tastes kinda bad for a Fat Tire. So a little conversation piece of a place you've gone, you know, especially in the desert, bad beer, stuff maybe they're not stored properly. But to answer Paul from Fairfax, yes, I will be in the Bay Area Labor Day weekend. So if you guys are around, hit me up on social media, except for Paul, which I don't think has Twitter. Hopefully I'll get his email address and get in contact with him, but I will be bouncing around doing various things. So I won't be too crazy because I will be with my middle daughter. Oh, she just turned 15, so... nothing too crazy. You know, a few days in the Bay Area, seeing the sights, and a rafting trip on the troll of me on Monday. So, hit me up on social media if you guys are around, if you're any listeners listening. Evil Circle, you can find me on any social media platform. Keep up the good work, guys. Talk to you later.
Cheers, Evil Circle.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks for calling in, sir.
I did call in.
That was pretty good.
And to give you some insight, bottle, you said you had a bottle, right?
I had a bottle of Fat Tire.
So bottles are not conditioned. Cans are conditioned. Oh. So cans have longevity where the bottles probably do not.
So that's why I always go cans. I had the inside tip that the cans are conditioned and will hold up to their date.
Did Rad Stacy give you that information?
Yes, she did.
Oh, that's straight from a source. One of the owners.
So back when Stones was still open, the Legend R.I.P. Stones bar in town, they were known to have in-code fat tires that did not taste that great. But when you're drinking there at Stones, that 1:40 in the morning, it's
you're still going to drink it. Coming back,
they're coming back.
Right.
But
they're, by the way, the B of A is closed right next door and right across the street from Goldstein's. And Nick pointed out that would make a badass brewery or tap room of some sort.
I think you would have to do nothing.
Yeah,
change nothing.
No,
but just open, take out money, install beer.
Yeah,
that is something Portland would do. Drive through
Portland.
I'm hip to that.
You probably get drive through beer, growler fills.
Oh man,
I could totally see it happen in Portland, Oregon.
That'd be rad. Yeah.
California.
That bank didn't have a drive through though.
So.
Damn it!
But they had
it comes in the vacuum tube.
Zoom, zoop, zoop. Something to think about. We still have Fortiter still looking for a location, right?
Yes.
As far as I know. There we go.
There you go.
Fortiter.
Converted bank into brewery.
Mm-hmm. Popular area in Fresno.
You could turn the vault into a lounge area.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
I see things happening.
Perfect four. Hey, guys. What's going on? Greetings from Florida.
Florida Steve.
Guys, I'm just leaving Due South Brewing. I had a couple of beers with a buddy of mine.
Quit showing off.
I have
friends too.
Their 2017 version of their Oktoberfest. Very good beer. Nice and sweet from the malt. Very easy drinking. That thing went down smooth.
Yeah, sounds easy.
And then I tried their Isle of Morgordo. This is their annual seasonal pumpkin beer.
What? Pumpkin beers.
Not the best.
Who likes pumpkin beers?
Me.
More spice than pumpkin.
This guy.
They start making those in July.
I drank it.
I'm glad.
It was okay. I wouldn't spend money on a four-pack or six-pack, however they sell it.
Would not buy.
But,
not looking out for.
Good news is that I took home some beer.
United Craft Beer Forum?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the subscriber?
I grabbed
Have you looked at it?
The what?
Annual
United Craft Beer Forum.
Of
Florida Steve's Facebook forum?
Four.
Have you looked at it?
Red IPA.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Now,
I'm on there.
Mike, I put on social media, I tagged you with a post that they had, that Due South had put out about the Red IPA release. I'm thinking that I will have two of these beers, and then the other two I might send west.
All right.
So, Matt.
We are west.
Keep an eye out in the mail.
That's right.
You're getting more Florida beer, buddy.
Ooh,
so Star City. With that, I'm done. I'm on my way home. Got adult things to do. So keep up the good work. And cheers, guys. Bye.
Cheers.
So after going to Due South, he wants to send things due west, huh?
West is where it's all at, right?
Yeah. Fresno. Fresno's the real craft beer hub of California.
That's right. Oh.
Is that a hoppy wine?
No.
Gold.
New beer. Been a lot of Libertine talk this week. We got a Libertine beer. Oh, yeah, I can tell. Magnum.
So we have Get Pitted. A wild ale with peaches, having been fermented,
get pitted,
and barrel aged in
surfing
French
reference.
Peaches, son of a bitch.
Surfing reference.
Yeah, you're gonna drink a peach beer.
Seems like we might have had this.
We might have had it.
Maybe.
Oops. The label looks familiar, but
I think that was when.
Tyler was actually here when we had this.
Yeah, when Libertine/Tyler. Is actually here But it's a good beer. I remember being good.
Oh, this is good.
Now that my palate's even more educated.
That's good. That's not over tart. Has a high carb to it, but I mean, which is expected. But it's a good peach flavor. I hope you hate it.
It's beer.
It's tart.
If Tyler bought me one of these, which technically he did, I would not pour it out in front of him.
Oh, don't like the peachy.
I'm not a fan of peach.
Yeah, we can't be
peach
fans.
Is probably.
I'm going to make a peach avocado beer then.
That's awesome
for your birthday.
Yeah. How about a kumquat? Like kumquats?
I have no idea what that would taste like. What is that?
I don't know.
Hey, perfect pour. What's going on? Jake, State Farm.
Hey.
And
Spooky Mango.
Genesis.
Oh, oh my Spooky God. Mango.
What's going on, guys?
It's a girl.
She just chugged the girl. In honor of
this girl. This girl on the phone.
Hey, you're ruining it. Shut up.
I'm trying. I'm in the process. I've had a few already, and Jake's waiting for me in the alley of Sandrini.
Whoa.
I'm just like,
waiting for you?
What's happening already, and now we're ready.
Yeah, he does. Okay,
cool.
Spooky Mango.
In honor of you guys,
should know you could cuss.
This old rescue in real quick and try to climb up the stairs.
All right, guys. We'll see ya.
Yay. Cheers.
Wow.
So what did they do? They slammed an old Rasputin.
It's in the show. Oh.
Is that when Jake was in Vegas?
And trying to run up the stairs?
Like slam Rasputins and goes, is that like a thing
is
now?
Is this a thing?
Is that an indie beer thing?
Is this like beer CrossFit? Is that what they're doing?
First you slam a Rasputin, then you run upstairs.
I'm kind of in on this, if that's what's going on.
That's a workout Nick is into.
Jake from State Farm goes down to Bakersfield every week.
Okay.
So in his last stay.
Because he's paid to.
He ended up at a, it was a bar, looked like it had some arcade games. I saw some Snapchat photos, but he was hanging out with Jess, which is local craft beer royalty outside of Big Game James. Jess is the one that runs the Bakersfield craft beer page. Oh, and he's also the Save Mart guy that takes care of stuff down there. And Genesis also came out, so the dream team was hanging out last night. With some beer shenanigans.
Nice.
So
shenanigans.
Wow.
I like it. Whenever you're having shenanigans, call us.
Call us with the shenanigans.
Especially when it's a get it.
Remember, it's a phone and not a camera. So you got to describe what you're
really
doing.
We're in the perfect four, too. You be here. That voicemail home that sounded depressed and upset. At the end, I guess it cut off before I actually, I punked you guys I phone tapped or whatever they call it, Holmes. I was pulling your
jerky
name,
boy. Yes. We got jerky boy.
Other than that, Holmes, I have a cool, maybe not, kind of like a bottling idea for Zach's Brewery, Holmes. So check it out, hey, Zach. All of us growing up, Holmes, what was the best package that you ever drank out of, S.A.? That goes out to everybody. And check it out, Holmes.
See, you talking
yes,
dirty.
Yes, cans are awesome.
Package.
And bottles are cool, too. But what about if you packaged your beers, that's it, in Capri Sun packages, eh? Holmes. I can fit like a 30-pack of your beers in my little-ass, like, 6-pack cooler, Holmes. Just stack them up, Holmes. Imagine that, a beer
pouches.
In a Capri Sun type package form.
I'm into that.
That would be amazing. The only reason I thought about this is because I ran out of water today, and I was fucking thirsty, and all we had was Capri Sun, so I jacked my kids, and that's all I've been drinking at work, this freaking Capri Suns, and it brought back a lot of memories.
You know
what? These
are good.
Not even colored, like when I used to drink Kool-Aid, because it's clear liquid, but with great flavors. So think about that.
Great flavors.
Packages like that, almost with Zach Brewery beer in it, and maybe even some Chocotazo. What a list. This is True Your Beer. And True Your Beer, I'm not upset. I was just calling you out.
I was a little worried.
Honorary Golden God, True Your Beer.
Hard to think.
Yep.
It's 108 out here in the valley in L.A.
Wham.
And for everybody that does labor work like I do under the sun, keep hydrated.
I did two.
A lot of Capri Suns and a lot of water, and then and listen to the Perfect Pour because it makes your days just a little bit cooler. Orale, I do watch away. Peace out.
Peace out. Thanks, Chu. Glad you. I was a little bit concerned about you.
Yeah.
Being upset. I want you to be upset.
The only other one I remember besides Capri Suns when I was a kid is there are these waxy plastic bottles, and it had a like a T-top, and you had to twist it.
Squeeze it.
Was that what it was? And it was like Kool-Aid, basically. It was some fruit juice-esque flavor.
Yep.
I remember those from playing baseball. Like, that was the snack drink that all the parents brought.
Your recovery drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why they make those flask bags. You can pour a couple beers in there. They make big ones. So you can take them into sporting events, concerts. The Fontana Gym, I think, took one into the Hollywood Bowl for a concert.
The Fontana Gym,
I think, took Oscar Holy Blues. Wow. You know, a couple cans or something into one of those bag flasks. But
bag flask.
No, throw the bag flask. You know, you throw some whiskey in there. Go get a Coke for like $5 and get yourself some drinks in there.
Catheter, you ever done?
You know, quarter the price.
You ever get a catheter beer?
$5, make it a $20 Coke.
You ever go to a Bulldog game with a catheter beer? No?
Wow.
For the stapling? No. Is it just me?
Sneaky Pete.
Is that being local?
Yeah, sorry.
Local.
Too local. Well, that must be after they went
back. I hear Fresno State. Yeah, Fresno State's going to have beer again at the football games.
They're losing too much money. Is that
what you're saying? Like, yeah, we got to get these Bud Light taps opened back up.
Make that money.
Make that money.
We gotta pay Derek Carr to come Jeff back Tepfer. And throw a ball.
Jeff Tepfer, man.
Hey, guy! Can you hear me? I'm driving!
Scott A.B.!
I was just listening to the show
Weeks back. We're having libertines, Scott B.
Can there be a higher ABV pale ale? And not only...
Yeah, that was my question.
There is.
Oh.
Lengthwise. Imperial Pale Ale.
Lengthwise from Dixon. Bakersfield?
Good old Dixon. So it's already been done. Otherwise, I'd do it for you, Mike. Sorry. I like to do new things that haven't been done yet. Oh, speaking of that, I know Skittles beer has been done. I'm having a problem with my Skittles.
Yeah, where's our Skittles beer?
Soaking in vodka. I can't get the jar lid off. It won't open. It's like it got cemented with the sugars in the vodka.
It
will not open.
This is my first of Sky Beach. Trying to open it.
Water, you name it. That stuff, I almost cussed. That stuff is not opening. Not opening.
This stuff is not opening.
That I want to talk about.
Goodness.
I'm in the planning stages now. In the near future, I'm going to go down to SoCal and maybe have a get it with some thugs.
The garage bros.
It's going to be on a weekend.
A weekend?
I don't know what weekend. It could be in September. Might be in October.
No, not the 23rd.
It should be later than that.
Don't do it. So, September or September or October
23rd. Stay tuned.
You're going September. To a barbecue.
It's going to be fun.
Well, anyway, I'm going to a barbecue. You're not invited.
Great
work.
Friday. Watch out. There may be a get it with Scotty B in SoCal.
Whoa.
Keep updated.
In September.
Keep you updated. Yes.
I got to say about those get it. Why are they always like LA based and not like Inland Empire based? There's so much better stuff in the Inland Empire than LA.
You should host a get it and then make everyone come to Inland Empire.
Well, that'd involve me to have free time.
Yeah.
That's stuff to come by. My schedule's pretty booked up on the weekends.
Booked up.
Damn booked up, man. Kids and soccer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Soccer season starting.
Soccer season?
It's over. It's over for us. I'll see you in December.
December. I'll see you in December. I wish ours ends up in like January. What?
My daughter's team won the championship, so it did last that far. Yeah. When you're that good.
We're that good.
Great. Yeah.
So Mikey, except my youngest.
That's
great. Yeah. No. Yeah. It was wonderful. It was like 75% of the parents are like, oh, "Great, we won. Great. This is great. We're going to the championship, and now it goes another week. This is awesome, guys. Way to go! Fuck." They keep winning.
Winners.
They keep scoring goals.
Yeah, this is Trucker Bob.
Whoa.
I want to know what you guys think is the your favorite non-traditional black beer.
I think I don't know whose voice that is.
I think it's the Fontana Gem.
Maybe a Roush beer.
A Roush?
Roush.
It's kind of raunchy.
It's kind
of the Roush beer has ever been brought up in the show.
And I want to know from John out there in the back how much the noiseless drum set.
Oh, from the...
I hadn't heard from John in a while.
Yeah.
I
haven't heard from John out. Or other John.
John?
Call out.
Turn back.
Guitar Center John?
Out. Yeah. No, that was it. I don't know who that was.
Do we have an area code?
I think he sounded kind of depressing. I don't know if we could just.
I know that. I know that. It sounded familiar.
I know that number.
You can't just conjure up Guitar Center bits.
Is that a 909 number?
It is.
Oh, God, man! Nothing good comes out of 909.
No, dude.
Unless you like meth.
One after 909.
I'm gonna say that might have been Chino Yacht Club.
Oh, because then there's
because then after that there's a text about bad mouthing the A's. So,
Chino Yacht Club who likes golf and the Angels.
Yep, I'm gonna just assume that's Chino Yacht Club.
Are you replying right now? Don't you dare reply!
Yeah, I'm gonna reply.
Do not dare you diss the Oakland Athletics on this perfect poor system.
I will not stand for it.
I do got some breaking news about Chino Yacht Club. Breaking news.
Perfect poor exclusive.
Work has given Chino Yacht Club an ulcer and he wasn't allowed to drink beer for a few weeks.
This is back channel news.
I heard through the grapevine that he can't drink beer.
I thought you were going to tell us he sold his boat and we were all going to cry right now.
He sold his boat to the Hurricane Harvey victims.
He gave it to Harvey.
No, that's just good.
But he did get an ulcer from work from the stress.
Wow! I thought you were supposed to drink through an ulcer.
That's what I've been trying to do.
I don't know, but
I think you're mixing up drinking and stretching.
So okay.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure if he hears this, he's probably going to call and say, go fuck yourself.
That's what he says. Yes. That's his tagline.
That's his tagline.
Everybody knows it.
Hey, guys. Knows it.
The final voicemail of the week comes from...
Yo, what up, guys?
Yeah, what up?
Big game. Just calling in
Big
to say
Big James.
Caught up on the last couple of shows. It's been pretty awesome. Had Burrow House in town today.
Sounds like
so
he wasn't
they may
to get
or
it.
May have not given me a bunch of beers, and I drank a couple of
got
them.
Got yourself
so,
some Burrow House.
Well, it sounded a little funny. But anyways, last couple of
sorry,
shows.
Sorry, honey, I sound funny. Now you're funny, too.
It's good to hear you guys are doing good. You guys are drinking a bunch of good beers.
See.
So just want to say miss you guys. Haven't called in a while. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Big game. Mm-hmm. Baker Show beer celebrity. Big
keep
game.
The good
James.
Work. Keep up the good work. Guys.
James.
Part owner and one of the owners of the brewery in Colorado with the bicycle. The bicycle brewer.
Those fat tire people.
Those fat tire guys.
Fat tire guys with the bicycle.
One of them owners.
Is he fat tire?
I actually have been to the brewery.
I thought he was.
You know, New Belgium actually in Colorado.
The Fort
the
Collins.
The famous New Belgium.
I have been
they
there.
They got like a slide and stuff.
I wish, but they're doing some renovations in the main taste room. So we're running a satellite one. It is a pretty cool place to go visit, but it's kind of raining that day. Parking's kind of terrible, but there really isn't anything you're going to get there on tap that you probably can't get in bottles. That'd be my, you know, 2 cents on it.
Huh. There wasn't a lot of in tap room beers.
There was not. I expected a little more one-offs or a little more funky stuff, but. Nothing that was I haven't had before.
The person in charge of making the place look badass and like all the plants and stuff is a perfect poor listener. So
it actually is a very nice tasting room, and the brewers did it very well. You know, a lot of
it
stuff
looks
to do.
The grounds look pretty sweet.
The grounds are good.
All right,
you know, it reminds me of Grand Teton Brewing. Kind of in Idaho.
You went there.
I did go there, and it was like
are they in Wyoming or Idaho?
They're actually across the border in Idaho, I believe.
Okay.
And it was kind of odd because we were there one day, you know, it's close to sunset. We're having a couple of they're like, I'll have some tasters. We don't do tasters. It's like, well, you can taste whatever you want. I'm like, all right, let me taste
That's
everything.
That's what I'm asking for.
I'm like, let me taste everything. They're like, all right. And they just started lining them up, you know, just little taste.
Set them up.
So they do taste.
They do taste, but they don't charge for them, but you can taste whatever you want. I'm like, let me taste them all. So I gave little splashes of everything they had. Man. But it's like this little farmhouse out there in like this little pasture, you know, and they had like a food truck and stuff. But we were sitting there and all of a sudden the sun went down and started to get dark. We turn around and the 20 people that were there, all of a sudden when the sun went down, they just disappeared.
And they're like, just get the fuck out of here.
Maybe it's something that happens in Idaho. Once the sun goes down, they go home.
They know, dude. They know.
They go home. It's totally from being from like LA and like Southern California. It's like, dude, when it goes dark, you still keep doing things. But they just like scattered once the sun went down and turned around. There's like nobody there. Yeah. But it's actually a pretty nice place, and we've got some bottles to take back.
We've had a Grand Teton on the show before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to get a Double X Bitch Creek.
Oh, okay.
Double X. They
Whole
double
Foods
everything.
Carries that.
Double X.
Not bitch. Not the regular Bitch Creek. The Double X.
Oh no.
Double, don't get the regular.
No, Double X.
No, we don't get that.
Yeah. That's like a special X. Seasonal kind of release. But they actually do have some pretty good stuff.
That's all.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I don't know.
Pretty solid voice.
I didn't hear Paul. Well, I didn't hear Kelly again.
Kelly has a call for a while, dude. She's like too in love.
Oh.
She can't think about us anymore.
Yeah. Where's Diamond? What happened to Diamond?
Diamond. Is he okay? Diamond. I don't know. We had somebody else that called in that kind of referenced Diamond. Like he's still out there.
Oh, okay.
And
well, that's good.
But he hasn't called for a while.
Single cam. We're single cam.
Yeah. There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's tough, man. I mean,
Craft Trucker. What? I mean, lots of people.
You get out there, and all of a sudden, a few weeks pass, and you're like, oh, I didn't even call in.
Yeah. And then before you know it, you're listening to the Beerists, and you don't even know who we are anymore.
The Four Brewers, 3 Beers In, SD Beer Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
I'm going to break this story.
You guys are a lot more fun. Hopefully. It's like a bunch of guys just hanging out drinking.
What?
Not
that's
too serious.
That's complete opposite of what we're doing.
This is an educational show.
It's very educational. This is a PBS.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would call this fun.
Oh.
Wow. As he opens another beer.
What can all the beers we drink? By the way, if you ever want to see all the beers that get drank on the Perf Bar, there is a picture usually with the show notes.
Is that on Instagram?
PerfectPowerPod.com. Sometimes we put it on Instagram, sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
We don't want to just always flood it, but once in a while it's like, yeah, let's put it on there.
No Instagram live.
What he means was when I remember to put it on Instagram, it gets on Instagram.
Matt's
the Instagram guy.
We all do the Instagram, but Matt did it a live last week.
So. Yeah, I did.
Lost some night like 3BZM where they did it at 3 Punks and it was too dark, you didn't even see anything.
Oh, I didn't know they did.
We look better totally in jumped very on dim it. Lit places.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree on that.
Yeah, beer podcasters like dim. We're all about dim.
Ah, donated by Jim.
Oh, man, another Fontana Jim beer. Is that freshie.
This is that Pilsner he's giving a crap about.
It's going around the table. What is this, Evil Circle?
Is California Dream a hoppy pilsner by McKellar?
Hoppy pilsner. Matt likes hoppy pilsners.
I do, but this is more like a Czech style than it is.
You're
Czech man. We have a pilsner. I think I did bring a Kolsch from another place in Rancho Cucamonga. That might be the next beer.
Mm. Well, looking out for that.
Looking out for that.
Looking out for. Speaking of.
Looking out for beer. Is it that time?
Looking out for beers. Oh, hey man.
Hi.
There's beers to look at. Hey, man, nice shot. Matt, are there beers you're looking out for?
Think
we should all look out for?
Yeah. There's a beer and a beer place I'm looking out for. This one I'm looking for you, for you, Mikey.
Me? Oh, thanks.
From Cambridge Brewing Company.
That's nice.
I'm looking for their Heather Ale.
Heather?
Heather Ale. So, Heather sounds nice.
Yeah. I haven't met a Heather that isn't nice.
Okay. So, now that I told you that you need this beer, you can't take it back.
Oh, all right.
All right. So, Heather Ale.
Oh, no.
Ale.
It's still India, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Ale brewed with heather flowers, sweet gale, and lavender.
Sweet gale.
Yep.
Oh, sweet gale.
So I want to get that beer for
heather
you.
Heather flowers, sweet gale, and lavender. Wow. That's not potpourri. That's beer, right?
That's no, it's beer. They promise right.
You. Randall threw some potpourri.
Yeah. Randall threw potpourri.
5% alcohol by volume. 100% bottle condition. Pour carefully. So... it's a legitimate thing.
All right.
So I hope.
Looking forward to having it.
I hope somebody sends us one of those just for you.
Yes. Give me that Heather beer.
Yeah. And then the other one I'm looking out for is the venue. There's a place in LA, Silver Lake specifically, called Mohawk, Mohawk Bend. I want to go back there in an evening setting. So we were talking about cool buildings and how they're repurposed, and we talked about the Bank of America. This was a perfect example. This was an old theater. So you walk up to the place, they still have the marquee out front.
Nice.
Normally in built old theaters, there's like a ticket booth out front, which was removed. But that front portion, because usually the doors are recessed back a bit.
Portico.
They turned that into a patio. Uh-huh. Had fire pit tables, a little, some seating options, and that was a cool idea. There was a little, you know, it was fenced off, and you could walk in one side patio, then you go to the indoor. And it was a pretty plain, I don't think it was a movie theater. I think it was more of a performing arts theater, just because the shell of it was just red brick exposed, and it just had real simple rafters. There was no sort of ornate anything about it. And I don't think it doesn't feel like it was stripped. It just felt like it was just a concrete slab, brick walls. And you went back and there was about like a little back seating area that had a 2-foot ledge that looked like a stage. Mm-hmm. And, so just to kind of give you an idea, it's like you walk in, you could see the area. To the left of you was the kitchen. And it looked kind of like a Denny's. It had that bar that faces the cook area.
Yeah.
And you could see them.
I like those bars.
And then the right side was like a traditional bar. It was L-shaped, and they had about 45 taps on the wall. So it was a traditional bar. And then in the very back, it had some glass pane windows, and it kind of felt like an atrium. It was very bright, kind of. Like they had some plants and a big fireplace that was wood fired and stuff like that. And they had a little upstairs portion with like private seating, but it was a very cool looking brewery. But my friend pointed this out to me, and I had to go back to work like shortly after eating there.
But he's like, having to go back to work.
And he was just like, hey, so this is the place you go into town to have Pliny on tap. So they always have Pliny and Blind Pig on tap in this place. And then they have 42 other taps.
Oh, and then, why bother?
Yeah.
They got Pliny.
So, and they're known as
Pliny.
They're known as a vegan restaurant that caters to all crowds. So you can get a delicious burger, which I had with everything on it, bacon and everything. And same thing with pizzas, or you could get totally vegan everything. So I'm looking to go back there in a nighttime setting, and they just know good food and good beer. They're not trying to be anything other than that, and that I appreciate places like that. So that's my looking out for.
All right. Nick.
Hi.
You look out for things?
Ninkasi Oktoberfest.
Ninkasi
make Oktoberfest. I have...
Because you make beer.
You please, may I have? And pumpkin beers. Yes, pumpkin beers. No. Gimme.
Ninkasi pumpkin beers.
Gimme. No, anybody's pumpkin beers. But Ninkasi's Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest.
Like Atomic Pumpkin?
Who makes that?
Is
that the one by New Belgium?
That might be there.
Atomic Pumpkin?
If, yeah, I'm just going to say yes.
Is that a beer that they package?
New Belgium?
No, the Nankasi.
Yes, that's in sixer packs.
Oh, okay.
Make six beers in Oktoberfest. I didn't know they did one. And I was perusing their social media, and I saw that they had a label this year. So I figured they'd probably do a good one. Might be a tad hoppy, but.
Well, they're going to.
You can't do.
And starting in 2018, they're going to have cans.
Cans.
That's exciting.
That's too long. I can't wait.
Yeah. Forget it. We might be dead.
Yeah. Probably will be.
More than likely. Any other ones?
Oh, Sierra Nevada. So this is a thing
Sierra
now.
Sierra Nevada. Sounds familiar. This is
a thing now. Their breweries are collabing with grocery stores. And Sierra Nevada did one with
I like this.
Trader Joe's called Pronto IPA.
Trader Joe's gets it again.
Gets it again. Have a get it.
Because they have the cumulative knowledge with modern times.
Yeah. So apparently this is happening. Trader Joe's currently has a Hardywood beer, which is from Virginia. Hardywood Brewing. It's a hibiscus.
Hibiscus
ale. So yeah, Trader Joe's is like going to breweries and be like, hey, you make beer for us, we give you money.
Make beer, what's up?
So, and Sierra Nevada stepped up. I don't know. Some people are saying it's a version of buyout, but I don't know.
No. It's not. It's been decided.
Yeah.
I said no.
You're all right with it?
No. Sierra Nevada won't do any kind of buyout things.
That's true, probably.
Those all you're looking at?
That is my looking out.
That is you're looking out for. Modern Times. I think this is a taproom only beer. So a DDH Spaceship Earth. It's a juicy pale. But the reason it's always Modern Times, always looking out for anything that comes out of the fermentatorium or wherever the hell it's called. This is dry hop with Amarillo and Montica hops.
Oh, I have
never heard of this Montica.
I've totally heard of those.
Oh, you've heard of it?
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I don't think I want to have some Montica. What a Montica hop tastes like?
I think we've had those before.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you recall what beer would have had them?
I remember it doesn't taste like hot dogs.
Like a hot dog.
Yes.
This is not hot dog.
It is not hot dog.
This hot dog. This week, you know, every week an Alvarado Street beer. This week's is my Mai Tai pale ale. It's a tropical IPA. No, it's Mai Tai PA. Tropical IPA. So that's just this week's Alvarado Street beer.
It's pronounced Mia Tia.
I can attest that it's good though.
Oh, you've had it.
Yep, a couple of times.
Mia Tia.
Well, because I thought it was going to be a tea beer, because like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, it does seem like
it's not.
Like, oh, forget it, it's a tea beer. And then it says IPA.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, wait, back. I'm all interested. Right.
Did you put tea in this? Did you spit in this? No, chat, we didn't spit in it. Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Another collab. This one's collab with Beavertown and George Garage Project. Brutalica.
Oh, yes.
Brutalica. It's a double IPA and a 22 ounce.
Wow.
From who?
Super metal.
From who? The Paratols?
What about that collab with No Effects?
Yeah, there's that one too. The, and Drunken Public, the.
Pumpkin Drublick?
Pumpkin Drublick.
Yes.
That should have been a pumpkin beer.
I want to have that too. That's in like six pack cans.
That'd be Pumpkin Drublick.
Close enough.
Yeah. And then I see that San Diego's getting a shit ton of Melvin in six pack cans.
Whoa.
Like all kinds of Melvin variant beers.
Yeah.
Six pack cans.
Melvin variants.
And when are we going to get all those? Well, luckily, we get a nice gentleman that gives us some once in a while, but in Colorado, but fuck. When are we going to get it in our stores?
Some 2x4?
We haven't had, have we had a new. in town lately? Like a big brewer that come to be new, brand new in town lately? Aren't we kind of like in a dead
revision?
Revision was the last one. And by the way, one of our listeners, Keith DiBonzo on Untappd.
Yeah.
He's in North Carolina and Revision was there. He found Revision there. Oh, shit. I'm like, what?
How
the hell did that happen? I'm like, now I don't feel special anymore.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Nobody's paid attention to you.
So, yeah. You got to pay special attention to me. I'm very sensitive. Those are all the looking out for beers, guys, to look out for, as far as we know.
Yeah. Most metal song.
Ba 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 ba. I think I need to try this McKellar beer again because I completely forgot whether I've had it or not.
That's,
but I'm pretty sure I drank it though.
You should fix that.
Oh yeah, I'm at it. I remember now.
I don't like it.
Hey, are you guys on Untappd? We're on Untappd. I use it.
Whatever.
Evil Circle. What's your handle on Untappd? Same.
It's always Evil Circle.
Evil Circle.
Dude, I've had that for like 20 years. So I've,
but
I've,
spell it again. It's because it's different.
It is different. It's EvilCircle.
There you go. On Untappd.
On Untappd.
What? 20 years. But 20 years, Untappd wasn't around back
then. I've had Evil Circle. Not on Untappd, but on various platforms. It's been my trademark. Various
social media platforms.
There's a whole history behind how that started. But
your AOL screen name was Evil Circle?
That sounds like a Darktown story. Right?
Friendster.
Close with AOL. You know?
Free email.
Your Yahoo email address was evilcircle@yahoo.com.
Hey, we're out of internet. Go check the mail.
Evil Circle at Yahoo, you can send it all you want. That's like my junk mail sign up email address.
Noted.
You will find some stuff in the morning.
Find whatever you want there.
Sign them up.
That gets flooded. So
sign them up.
That don't go bing, bing, bing on my phone. So sign me up wherever you want on that. evilcircle@yahoo.com.
All right. So. I had some General Sherman IPAs from Tioga Sequoia this week.
Yeah, you did.
Lame.
Some dude left some in the fridge here. We drank them on Dorktown. I drank them. They all got drank. Drunk them all.
Yeah.
That didn't last you a whole week?
Nope. Sorry, bro. I've been broke this week, so I was just like, I'm drinking these. I don't need to go to the liquor store.
Well, Sherman, it's just me and you.
This is me and you.
Don't need to dig in the fridge for them old beers.
Nope. Yeah, the week before, I was like digging, like praying, like, God, let there be a beer back here.
Mustard, hollandaise, mustard, A1.
Ooh, that sounds like ketchup. A can.
Yep, can.
I don't care if it's pre-buyout. If it's pre-buyout, I'm drinking it.
Old salad. Ooh.
That feels interesting.
Here's a beer that we can have before the show's over. Josh the Guava King from Clown Shoes IPA. I just bought it just because I never had it before. I'm just like, I need to buy a beer. I've been kind of like a Fig Tree. I'm kind of, where you go into a place too much and you're just like, nothing's changed. It feels like nothing's ever changing.
So,
sir, you were here this morning.
So how many times you walked in there and walked out with nothing?
Every time.
I don't think I've walked out with nothing. I'm going to say
he's walked out of there more times with nothing than he actually has.
I've walked out of there with just getting producer Becky beer and not getting myself beer many times. But I always at least like, if I can't find something for myself, I'll just get one of Becky's beers. But sometimes he doesn't have a brown and I'll have to really scratch. That's when it gets freaking real bad.
Dude. I'll take these two sticks of gum, please.
Yeah, that's when I get some milk. And
I'm just getting milk this week.
I'm just here for the Powerball.
Yep, Powerball. Give me a Powerball, bruh. Like, you can't get a Powerball on a credit card. Who says? State of California. Fuck them.
Just do it.
Oh, I was at Eureka Burger, I had a House of Pendragon's Force Ghost. Speaking of what? Juicy, cloudy IPA foggies.
Hoppy as shit, though.
Oh, that's a good beer. Force Ghost. I know, Nick, not into the... Not nah, into these juicies,
not but at it, this juncture.
It, that's a good beer. It would have enough hops that you could get.
Yeah,
you could get.
It feels more like a clean beer, even though it isn't. It's a good beer, man.
It's not all soft.
I'm advising, maybe, but I'm just saying. And then they still had that Revision's Citricolch on tap. Ooh. I still got another one of those. Still good. Even though that keg's probably starting to get old, it was still damn good.
It's getting just outstanding old. Citra
Hoppy Kolsch's, man. I'm all... Find me some... There's not many, so... Find me some Hoppy Kolsch's. I'm all about them. That'll do it, man. That's from my week of drinking. Bearded Brewer 87.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. We had a week.
So I woke up at 5 a.m., got on the road by 7 a.m. to visit my friends in L.A. and go see Marty Friedman play at the House of Blues in Anaheim. And so I drove straight into Silver Lake, and we went to a brunch place called the Mess Hall. And they had some good food, amazing good food. And they had, of their list, they were like, it was boring, had it, boring. And they'll ask about our rotating handles. And yes. I was like, I'm all.
I will ask.
And I was like, what's your rotating handle? And they're like, oh, it's a wheat. And I was like, you could stop right there.
Stop saying words. I'm all. No more is required of you.
And I looked back at the menu and it caught my eye, and it's all strong pale ale from Three Weavers. And I was like, I'll take a chance on that.
Yes, that I would hit that. Yeah. I'd be like, all right, go.
And it was the most beautiful pale ale that I've ever had in my life.
Whoa.
It was 5%. It was just they put strong pale ale. It was not. It was just whatever. They're dumb. But so
you're dumb.
With my omelet, I had a Three Weavers pale ale, and that was a beautiful beer to start my Sunday off with. Made it back to the buddy's house after brunch. I enjoyed a Firefall, and then we made it out to Bottle Logic.
Man,
yeah,
what's Bottle Logic like?
It's think of any like industrial park in Fresno where mm-hmm. it's just like you drive down, it's like little warehouses. It's like mm-hmm. it's a door, three Pine windows and a roll up door. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you felt like in a food truck parked out front. That's exactly what it felt like.
Really?
Yeah.
I always think of in my head, my head canon for Ball Logic is like, it's a big, nice place that's like all cool and stuff.
So they had a little tiny patio. A small indoor portion, and then there was like a divided space where they had their brewing equipment. So we were there on a Sunday, and my buddy's like, oh, we should go here because they have a lot of Game of Thrones named beers, and I could piss people off with that. And I was like, I don't care what their beers are named. And it's like we walk in, it's all more seating and back. And it's like we walk, and then you immediately get hit with that brewery. It was like it was already 90 degrees in LA, and we hit that wall where the air conditioning stopped. It was just like, I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm at work. It's like 102 degrees in here and like 92% humidity. And I was like, this is just where they brew beer. And I'm like, I don't need to see this. And he's like, neither do I. And some like people, they were standing by this little kegerator that had an extra four taps and they had an iPad and they're like, come over. There's some seating in the front. And we go around the corner and they were showing Game of Thrones leading up to the finale that was playing that night. And I was like, looked at him. I was like, I don't need to see this. And he's all, I don't need to see this either. So we went and sat out front in hot weather, but, it was a cool little place.
They do got a good patio.
They do have a nice patio.
Yeah.
And, they had a pre-built flight and you're able to add one more to it. So that's what I picked up. And I have that photo here somewhere.
Pre-built. I like my flights pre-built. So
I had their 714 Blonde Ale, light crisp and whatnot. That was good. They had Calf Life, which was their milk stout. Spot on
milk stout. Calf Life.
Cobaltic Porter, which was the Baltic style porter. That was good. Recursion, which is their West Coast IPA. It was good. Wasn't the best West Coast IPA I've ever had, but maybe I'm expecting something. And then Double Actuator, which was their double IPA. Pretty good. And then they had 100 Hand Slap, which was their Northeast IPA. And I enjoyed all of those beverages.
That's good.
Yeah.
You made good choices.
Yeah. So Bottle Logic was solid. Then we, it was getting close to time for the concert. We didn't know exactly if the show started at 7 or if doors were at 7. So we went ahead and finished driving over to park. And we went and grabbed a bite to eat and skipped the beer list there because nothing looked stood out. And we went straight to House of Blues. And this is where it troubled me. I sat down.
What does House of Blues Anaheim have on tap?
Oh, they had a whole lot of nothing.
Oh, boo.
I think they had one craft tap, but I could see it, and it was all wheat ale. And I was like, dang it, I don't want wheat.
Wheat.
It was like Noble or just, it was something that I would have gotten had I not seen that it was like a wheat ale. And so it's like, I look at their draft list and there's just nothing impressive. And then I look in their bottle fridge and I was like, oh, I see Brotherhood Steam. And I was like, that's a good choice. And then I see a Modern Times Black House out of the corner of my eye. And on the menu, it said, ask about our craft beers that were not listed on the menu. It's ask about our craft beers. Again.
Ask about it.
Yeah. And so the bartender comes up and she's like, okay, you've had some time to decide. What do you want? I was like, well, I would like to know about your craft beers. And she looks at me with just like blank face. And I was like, it says here on the menu, it says, ask about our craft beers. And she does the wave towards the taps.
Look, did she offer you a Blue Moon?
I can't see them.
And that was on draft. And then she like remembered that there was fridges that you could see in. And she's like, oh, and these. And she opens the door in front of me. And that had the Samuel Adams white, the Nitro White.
Yeah.
And it had the Brotherhood Steam and like a couple other things. And so I was like, well, you know, I'll just have the Modern Times Black House. And she's all, oh, Modern Times. And she goes over to that fridge, picks out the can. And I see her grab the rag and she does the twist motion with the top of the can. And I was like, oh, no. She's
cleaning the can.
Oh, no. So she opens the can, pours it out. And I look at the bottom of the can. It was from January. It was a 7-month-old black. It still tasted okay.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I'm all. Black House. So House of Blues is not the craft moving place, beer moving place.
I don't think any of those concert venues in LA are.
Yeah. And it was $13 for that can of Black House. Yeah.
That's like full retail plus more.
Yeah.
House of Blues.
Yeah. And we went to the venue side and I was looking over the beers there and I ended up getting a Torpedo 16-ounce can for $8, which was pretty on par as far as a music venue that I've seen, $8 Torpedoes. Been sipping on that Mount Whitney Extra Pale Ale here at home.
It's good.
And that's what I've been caught drinking.
All right.
I love gold.
I love gold. I love gold.
Mike, thanks for backing me up on my House of Blues rant, by the way. You know, you really just...
The tangent.
What? I'm backing you, bro.
The tangent.
Screw the damn Anaheim House of Blues.
It's a new Anaheim House of Blues, though.
Yeah, there's...
That's a new one, and they got freaking January Black House?
I wouldn't doubt it for that area.
Josh the Guava King. Double IPA from Clown Shoes Brewing out of a 16-ounce can. Going from left to right of your podcast dial. Bought at Fig Tree Liquor in Fresno, California. Clown Shoes is out of wherever the hell Clown Shoes is out of.
Is that like Michigan?
Nobody knows.
Is it Michigan?
I'm going to guess New Mexico.
Michigan?
No.
Michigan? I'm throwing Michigan out
there. Back out really in Europe. Out when you go west, east of the Rockies, Nick. It's just Europe.
He's looking.
I don't hear anyone talk about Clown Shoes.
What's MA?
Massachusetts.
Ipswich, MA.
Wow. I don't think that they have a tap room. I never hear anyone talk about a clown shoe.
Nobody talks about clown shoes.
Nobody. I mean, I know we've referenced this before in the show.
You just go to Yard House and you'll find clown shoes.
Yep, they do. They always have a clown shoes on tap.
You're a clown
at the yard of houses. I went to Yard House too, and I forget what I had there. I don't think I checked anything. I had the Blood Orange IPA from Track 7.
Ooh, Track 7.
That's what I have. They're starting to run out of beers. They're starting to get stuff, so there might be time for them to be changing.
Yard House
over.
Is good for beers. The food, I don't like it.
Actually, I like the food. I don't have any problems.
Not a big fan of it.
I have no problems. There's lots to choose from. You got to try different stuff.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just picky.
They have a Hawaiian pizza and their nachos. God,
no, yes. Not the Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, yes.
The Hawaiian. They have a pepperoni and mushroom pizza. That's very good.
No, pepperoni jalapeno.
But
they have a mac and cheese that's good.
Their late night.
I'll take a pepperoni jalapeno.
Their late night happy hour menu that includes the nachos and the pizzas. That's where it's at.
I'll agree with that.
No, I'm still going to. But Yard House and the yard of beer.
No.
They don't even do it anymore.
They don't even really do
it. It's a half yard or something.
Oh, I have a story about our Yard House's yard. Right. And when you go in the entrance, there's this case with the lit case and encased in like a plexiglass or a real glass of this yard. And it's all lit up. And it's like, yes, this is Yard House. Look, this is the premier yard. Mm-hmm. And we went in there one day and it was gone. It was just like gone. And I know the manager a little bit, and I was like, what happened? What's going on with the yard? Like, the yard thing was just all empty. He's like, oh yeah, a couple of deep bros got in a fight about some girl in the lobby there, and they got in a literal fight, a physical fight, and one of them knocked out the freaking case where the yard was at.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's Fresno.
And it said it cost them like $3,500 or something to fix.
Wow.
It was about girl. Like some girl saw the guy with another girl there and like got in a fight with the girls. And the girls got in a fight. It was just a whole thing.
That sounds more like Fresno.
Yeah.
But
sounds a little bit entertaining right there.
Yeah, I miss that.
Welcome to Fresno. This is why we can't have nice
Yard House.
Things.
Yard House. Nick?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been drinking? We got all yours, Matt, right?
Yes.
I didn't pass that over. Okay, good. Nick.
Kind of light.
The Nick 80 on Untappd. You see him every Wednesday night. You'll see him check
in. You'll see all my check-ins.
And then saying you got to wait for the next week before Nick checks in again.
Remember, it's not Wednesday, it's Friday.
Friday. Every Friday.
Every Friday.
In. But every Wednesday, I'm checking in.
That's a weird thing.
Let's see here. I finally had my rowing needles from Modern Times.
Oh, you had that.
Very, didn't very nice.
Why bring it for the show? Okay, that's
no,
cool.
No. You guys never get this. Go get your own.
What? How was that?
Awesome.
Really?
Freaking awesome.
Like, doesn't it have weird stuff in it and stuff?
Raspberries and blackberries.
I see that. I'm like, oh, rolling needle. Oh, new Lamar.
New.
And then I start reading the ingredients. I'm like,
that's going to be hoppy because, like, pine needles is the hop flavor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's from 1998 hops flavor.
Yeah.
Back when pine needles were a good thing for IPAs. Yeah.
Gateway modem's dialing up your internet, sir. You want some hops?
Back when I have to try and upload a podcast with 56K dial-up hope nobody called me.
Hang up the phone. I'm on the internet.
You had 56K, not 2400?
Oh, yeah. I had 2400 that, too. Days. I had it all. Oh. And then I'm like, all right, nobody could call me for the next 6 hours. I'm uploading a podcast.
Damn, call waiting.
Yep.
I remember those days.
Beep, beep.
I'm going to call my son, Michael, and see what he's up to. Mom! Using the internet.
Damn it, Mom.
DSL is a lifesaver.
I'm uploading Dorktown.
Beep, beep. That's the sound.
Yeah.
It's called waiting sound.
Yeah.
Wait. Who has landline anymore?
Nobody. Bro. Landlines are the key.
Apocalypse key.
Yep. My landline's still working in power outage. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah.
That was always the bizarre thing. You're like, but the phone still works.
Everything Power's else went out. To shit.
Phone still works. Because it runs on a separate circuit, bro.
But who knows anybody's phone number anymore?
Low voltage.
I know my phone number. And then my mom and dad.
867-5309. Is that it?
That's it.
Cool.
But you got to use 509 area code.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think the only other thing I had new this week was the Pine and Palms Apricot Berliner Weiss.
That was pretty tasty.
Yes, that was good.
Was it tart?
Less tart.
It was tart. It was less apricot.
More tart.
More tart.
Hard to pick up the apricot in that one.
That's good for a Berliner Weiss.
Lower ABV. It was like a 4.2.
4.2.
That's typical of a Berliner Weiss.
Yeah,
which typical.
It was supposed to be 4.8, but it ended up being 4.2.
You want Berliner Weisses to be like 3.5 to like 4.2.
That's like a I got things to do beer right there.
Yes.
But I still need alcohol.
But I still need beer.
Well,
I had a taster of the pumpkin drublick.
Who?
Pumpkin.
I tasted
aforementioned.
Oh, no, I didn't taste it.
Yeah, pumpkin no drublick. Effects.
How do you get a taster of that?
I know people.
He knows people who knows people who get stuff from Southern California.
And then those people text people when other people are in Fresno and say, come down, drink beer.
But certain people can't get a hold of certain people. It's like, I got beer, I want to give it away, and nobody's responding on Twitter.
Hey.
What's Twitter?
Twitter?
What?
Can't always, you know, be Twitter? There and all the things.
Oh, I hear that.
I have no idea what Twitter is.
Yeah. So pumpkin drublick, a hoppy lager. A stone no effects collab.
Yeah. Cool can.
I wish
I'd kept it. Roger cool probably threw it away.
Yeah.
Come on, Roger.
They do got a concert and like beer festival part of their promotion.
No effects,
Bad Religion, a few others are playing.
I think, like Bad Religion.
I think October 28th in Huntington Beach.
Damn.
A few cities.
I like Huntington Beach.
You have to check out the website for more dates, but sounds like a very good show, and there's a brew festival beforehand and a concert afterwards. So
maybe they'll be a get it.
Kind of put on by Stone. Sounds interesting.
It's going to be one hell of a mosh pit.
I don't know. I'm not really allowed at brew festivals anymore.
Oh. Your poster's on all the walls.
It's like the post office.
Do not let this guy in.
Kind of.
Yeah, stuff happens, man.
Well, except for Woodstock Festival. I went to HopCon 5.0.
Yes, we know. You got the t-shirt.
I do have the t-shirt. That was actually bought after the fact, you know, with my 50% off Stone team member discount when I picked up my Berlin collab a few weeks back. So I did get I think this is a $10 t-shirt.
Damn.
Or maybe $11.10 for my green one.
Good deal.
So it is a good deal. So need a few extra beer t-shirts. So
Evil Circle. What were you drinking? I hear you're drinking local.
I was drinking local. I was at Pine and Palm drinking a few beers. I know.
They sound industrial though.
They are kind of industrial.
I hear they're expanding.
They are expanding like three times the size.
Wow.
So I did have their
three times the industrial.
Three times the industrial size, maybe with AC. Yeah. But being from Fontana.
Three more ice chests, I heard.
three more ice chests and an ice maker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, and again,
those
ice maker.
Are expensive.
So I had their summer IPA.
Charge per cube.
You know, it's pretty much an easy drinker. You know, their Pacific Coast Porter, which is kind of odd for a porter in the middle of summer when it's, you know, like 108 out.
I heard from a guy that those are pool beers.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they are pool beers. I'm very good at
porter or a stout person.
He loves his unicorn floaties.
Yeah.
It's the only thing to float on.
Yep.
I don't float I did have on anything less.
I got one, and you want to go after the show, cool off. I got one out there.
So I did have the Berliner, the apricot Berliner from Pine and Palm.
Sweet.
I am still kind of nibbling at my Arrogant Bastard keg I got at home on a kegerator. And when I was in Vegas for the McGregor fight, I did have like a fat tire.
Conor McGregor.
I did have a fat tire. A Newcastle, a few other beers maybe, but it did have Four Peaks Kilt Lifter, which was actually pretty tasty.
Arizona's Four Peaks.
It was probably the best thing that the South Point Casino had on tap. So,
yeah,
you know, did throw down my $20 trying to see if McGregor would win, but that didn't quite pan out, but it was a pretty entertaining fight, you know, especially when you're watching it for free on
something something when you see it streamed on a phone.
Yeah.
From those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way to watch it. Not $99 pay-per-view.
Ouch.
All right. No.
That's my being caught drinking.
Been caught drinking.
Cheese.
End of the show, and we're giving out some cheese.
There's one more right there. Bum, 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 bum.
What time of the show is it?
Wow.
The end of the show.
And what are we giving out?
Cheers.
Yeah.
Ooh. I love gold.
Oh, during that music, a new beer was opened, folks.
It's a Tropicalish Summer Ale 2017 from No Clue Brewing out of Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho whoa. Cucamonga.
Something that will probably...
In the Los Angeles area.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not Los Angeles. I'd say more the San Bernardino area.
San Bernardino. Yeah. Southern.
Because we're actually in San Bernardino County, not LA County.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
That's outside of LA County.
That's outside.
I'm sorry. Okay. This smells like an auto body shop.
It does.
Oh, yeah. I got to smell that.
Hopefully it's better than how crooked the label is.
Yeah. Yeah.
This does smell like Bondo. I'll give you that.
I have never had this beer. It's just a random buy from Total Wine. Wow. It was either this or a Farmhouse Saison.
I'm drinking Bondo right now.
No clue. That's weird. Did you guys see the ABV?
And also kind of racist.
I did not.
You didn't? Nick, did you see the ABV?
No, I did not.
Matt, did you see the ABV?
No.
All right. We can play one ABV game this week.
Yes, and it's much more fun to play here than it is to listen on the podcast.
Oh, you're a vote for no ABV game. See, that's my thought is the listener doesn't care. But then
they don't.
Then some people are like, no, but I like the ABV
I would have
game.
To agree that it's fun to play here, not so much to hear on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. We'll fit the one in. The people that are still listening at this point they're hardcore, so they're fine.
Remember, Fontana Jim likes an over 2 hour podcast, so I'm not sure what right now.
I think we're doing it.
That's better
we're giving Fontana Jim what he wants.
That's better than the 93 minutes from last week.
Hey, sometimes that's awesome. How it happens. Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I was like, wait, it's 90 minutes, guys, and it's over. Should we say things? And Matt's like, why are you trying to extend it?
Yep.
Remember, you need more voicemails. It's all about the voicemails.
Let's go home and go to bed. That sounds nice.
Why are you trying to drag this out?
All right. ABV game, guys. Matt, what's your guess?
You said Kolsch?
Yes.
Kolsch.
Tropical Kolsch. Kolsch.
4-6.
All right. 4-6 from Matt and Nick.
Damn, I gotta rethink this now. Mm, 6 flat.
6 flat from Nick.
I'm gonna say 4.8.
4.8 from Evil Circle. What was yours, Matt?
4.6.
4.6. Evil Circle wins. It's a 5-2.
Mm. 5-2.
Damn it. That's tough to beat Matt, man. Congratulations.
No. Should be honored.
Cheers. We don't have any new Golden Gods this week, but cheers to all our current Golden Gods. We didn't lose any this week, so that's something.
Should name off all the current ones and make sure you include
We
sure
did that. We did that. No, Chu understands.
He was a lifetime honorary Golden
God.
Remember. Lifetime.
Right. Well, yes. Did I add a lifetime? I don't think I had a lifetime.
I'll just add it now. I'm easy, man.
Per week.
We might be like, here a while.
He's got to earn it every week.
Yeah. He's got to earn it back. But I did mess up one of our new Golden Gods, Janine. I think I said Jane Garofalo. Or something. Janine, sorry. RN Janine on Untap. So sorry, Janine.
Check your email for the invite to the Facebook page.
Oh yeah. And also, cheers to Keith DeBonzo, Bobby Diesel. And FLEFT55, all in Untapped. B
Beer Me 559 and Designated Drinka. And also Green Dog, Squared Hole, Tadalad, Beer Chick 508, and San Diego Craft Beer Community. All one word. Look on Instagram. It's all one word. San Diego Craft Beer Community. Matt, do you have some cheers?
My Untappd is not loading to tell you
damn who those are,
so.
Nick, while Matt's Untappd wakes up.
Cheers to Evil Circle for coming into town and sharing beers.
They coming to town.
Next to the beers. They
did bring Inland Empire
beers. They coming to Fresno. Yeah. Most people love to come to Fresno,
we'll,
man.
We'll put you in the top 10 of most okayest guests.
The top 10.
Top 10 okay guests.
Of the 10 you probably have had.
Nine, actually.
Nine?
Yeah. You made the top 10.
I'll be honored for that one.
Cheers to the all the good folks at the Fresno Greek Festival. They put on a kick-ass event.
They have keg of beer at the Greek Festival.
Did you
they
see did. Gulp is hairpiece?
Did you get any Greek beer?
Dorktown celebrity Copies hairpiece.
It's all lager, pretty much. I'm sure it's some big beer company making beer, calling it Greek beer, but Greek lager. Mythos, Zeos Black Lager, and Zeos Blue Mac or the beers, the Greek beers.
A friend of mine, David, he runs one of the beer booths out there.
The only beer booth. Oh, no, there is two beer booths. That's right. One of there's one booth that has beer and hard liquor, the Ouzo. And, the Ouzo got to me.
Oh, boy.
And there's another, just a beer booth.
Mm-hmm.
Too much fun. No drinking on Sunday for me. And cheers to the Old Town Clovis beer crawl winners. Tac Ops got gold. Zone 9 got silver. And Zach's Brewing got bronze.
Wow. Mm.
Ah, good for Zach's Brewing there.
Wow. Tac Ops and Zone 9?
Yeah. Home field advantage. Home field advantage.
Any Zach Brewing update?
No.
No.
No taproom update. All right.
No taproom update.
I saw that Zone 9 kind of did some like cool wood stuff in their taproom.
Nice.
And Tac Ops is getting ready to move, I think. It looked like they're getting ready to move to like a Clovis taproom.
Yeah, they're gonna be not too far from Zone 9, that'd if I remember cool. right. So they're getting their own little beer.
I mean, circle. I'm never gonna go there because it's Clovis, but it sounds cool.
Never gonna go.
Never gonna go there. Go there. Evil Circle, any cheers?
Cheers to you guys for allowing me to sit on these podcasts.
I wasn't fishing for that at all.
At the last minute. You know, it's kind of like a little unannounced little trip up here because I was supposed to be here until Friday, but took a few extra days off of work.
Hey, whenever you get a chance to get a trip to Fresno, man, take it. Enjoy it.
Well, too bad
especially
I didn't.
Especially in August. That's our prime month, August.
Oh, yeah.
Well, best weather.
Unlike lots of fires.
Yep. Lots of fire smoke.
Yeah. It's good. Too bad I didn't good know heat. You guys a few years ago and actually did Half Dome and actually got to the top a couple Labor Day weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
A few Labor Days back. I actually made it to the top of Half Dome.
It's an accomplishment.
Yeah, you're just bragging.
I am bragging a little bit, but that kicked my ass a little bit.
It will kick your ass.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Nice.
Well, thank
but
you.
I made it.
Thank you, Eva Circle. Thank you, everyone that listens to the show. If you could share us on social media, that would be awesome. Share us to your fellow beer geek people. I'm Mikey Top Pour on social media. Nick is the Nick 80.
Word.
Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
Cheers.
And our show's social media is Perfect Pour Pod. Or perfectpourpod.com on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
What?
I think we where? Even have a Pinterest one that I don't ever do anything on, but nice. It's there. Just in case something breaks on Pinterest. Some beer thing breaks on Pinterest. So thank you for listening for the sunburns. The sunburns, damn it.
Oh yeah!
That's it.
That's all we do.
That's it. Evil circle. That's how it ends.
That's how it ends. He's never going to listen again.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, I've seen it.
The veil.
It sounds slower since I don't listen. Like, it's like 1.75.